successfully at Cache Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cache Club and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cache Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CacheCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Like the 4th of July at night on the outskirts of Baghdad, an army depot is going up. Boom, boom, boom. The product of a fire there. The night sky is surely lit up. No one reported injured so far. Elsewhere, insurgent and terrorist violence in Iraq left 22 people dead today, and all kinds of ideas are flying around about what to do with Iraq. Senator John McCain.
I believe, and it's not a popular position, that we need to send more troops. And I've said that for the last 3 or 4 years because I felt that we didn't have the situation under control.
Meanwhile, Les Gelb, the former president of the Council on Foreign Relations, says Kurds, Sunnis, and Shiites ought to be given their autonomy.
This partition, first and foremost, is not a partition. It's not dividing up the country or breaking it up or anything like that. It's federalizing the country. It's decentralizing the country.
Gelb says a federalist approach is the only way to handle the disparate needs and desires of the Iraqi people. North Korea has declared itself an even bigger problem for the international community, claiming to have popped off a nuclear bomb. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
The international community has to react and react strongly, and I think you've already seen the Chinese use extremely strong language about North Korea, language that they've really never used about North Korea.
Rice talks to Katie Couric tonight on the CBS Evening News. The Chinese have said strong measures must be taken against North Korea, but appropriate measures.
Hard, harsh truth is that the international community is going to be able to do very little about this in the short run. They can pass resolutions at the UN, but only if the resolutions are tough and fully implemented would they work.
That's Richard Holbrooke, the former UN ambassador and chairman of the Asia Society. No dramatic shifts in policy out of today's summit on school safety, but a lot of ideas came out of it.
During the closing session of the conference, President Bush heard a moving but also bleak assessment of school kids from Craig Scott, who survived the 1999 shootings at Columbine High School, though his sister did not.
I've seen depression, anger, and loneliness. Students without direction or purpose.
President Bush seemed touched by Scott's words, but said it requires a higher power than the federal government to bring love and joy to school kids. He also agreed with Scott that more needs to be done to teach character in the schools as well. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Don't make fun of the kid with the big head. Chances are he or she will be smarter than average and less likely to develop Alzheimer's. A study in the journal Pediatrics says the earlier a child develops that big noggin, the better. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 9 points today to close at 11,867. The Nasdaq picked up more than 3.5 points, and oil prices at $58.52 a barrel. That's down $1.44. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Candace.
Yes, ma'am. I just hit something in the interstate.
Are there any injuries?
Just me. I don't know if I broke my wrist or what.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and can call to check on you.
Emergency services.
This is Candace with OnStar Emergency. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. It's located on Interstate 85.
Sir, what happened?
Something fell off a truck and I hit it. I really totaled my car. I didn't even see it coming.
Okay, we're sending emergency services.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Sir, did you need me to remain on the line with you until they arrive?
No, I think I'm okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, have a better day.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
How about some good news on the coming winter?
El Nino is back. Warm conditions in the Pacific. So for America's winter,
the trends do favor warmth coast to coast.
Michael Halpert of the government's Climate Prediction Center says specifically, the likelihood of warmer than normal winter temperatures
extends from the southwest up across the whole west, the northern plains, and this year into the northeast.
And typical of El Nino winters,
wet in the southwest and in the southeast.
These are averages. We could still see some cold and dry spells. John Hartsey, CBS News, Washington.
Fighting fire with fire, or in this case, a virus with a virus. The GBVC virus is benign. Won't hurt you. But it does go after HIV. Researchers at the University of Iowa say they are a big step closer to understanding how GBV does its thing on AIDS, which could lead to vastly better medicines. Doctors have known since 2001 that people with both viruses live longer. They just didn't really know why. Harley Carnes, CBS.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to remind you, tomorrow our guest is Elaine Petrocelli, who runs one of the finest independent bookstores in the country, Book Passage in Corte de Madera in Marin County. And on the 24th, we're going to be joined by Simon Winchester, a distinguished journalist and author. He'll be with us in the studio. You can always call me. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Well, we have some big news. It turns out that Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle has agreed to debate Charlie Brown. And here to give us more information is Charlie Brown himself. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for joining us.
It is indeed a good Tuesday.
Well, I guess it is, but tell us what happened. How is it that Deep Doo Doo has agreed to a debate with you? Is it going to be sort of a limited audience, kind of like the gubernatorial debate, that nobody will hear it, or what's going on?
It's going to be a limited audience. He missed the League of Women Voters debate in El Dorado County last Friday, and he's apparently going to miss the one in Nevada County this Thursday, but he is going to agree to debate, and Starstream Cable is going to carry it, but that's only about 30,000 folks in Placer County.
Starstream Cable, I mean, so if you are not a Starstream Cable subscriber, how are you going to have access to this debate, Charlie? Are you going to put it on your website or something?
Well, we think that News 10 may be streaming it off their website tomorrow night. We do not know for sure, but we understand News 10 is trying very hard to get access to it, and we hope that the tape will be available later, but the only thing we could get John Doolittle to agree with was his terms with Starstream Cable, so that's what we went with.
All right, so that is tomorrow night. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, or what time is it?
Should be aired live from 7:30 to 9:30.
7:30 to 9:30, and if you have to be a Starstream Cable subscriber in order to access it, and do you know what the channel is on Starstream Cable?
Oh, actually, I don't right offhand. It's the public access channel, so any of your listeners who have friends out in Rockland, Granite Bay, Penryn, Newcastle, Loomis, Lincoln, Auburn, Colfax, you know, might want to go out and watch TV with them.
Charlie, how did it happen that the debate actually, this is something you've been pushing for, your campaign has been pushing for, everybody has been pushing for it, all these organizations, League of Women Voters and so on. How did it happen that it came down?
Well, we've been, again, invited John Doolittle for a series of debates. We'd still like to see some open public forums, and, you know, I've got hopes that maybe he'll have a change of heart, assuming he has one, and show up Thursday night for the League of Women Voters in Nevada County.
I think he does have a heart. He has a heart on for a lot of money, but that's another story. Yes, Charlie. A bad joke. Yes. All right. So, but who contacted you? How did this all come about?
Well, it's been going back and forth between Todd Stenhouse, who has been working for me, and we've known each other for about 3 years now, and John Doolittle's media person, Rich Robinson. Kind of been trading phone calls ever since we first put out the invitation. Geez, what's it been, 2 months ago to have some public debates?
I hope you're going to have a camera there so that you can make this available in some other way on your own, on your website, some way, without having to rely on Channel 10 or anybody else.
Well, again, the limitations that got put on this so far are, even though we have, you know, a variety of all the local news stations, I'm told CNN and the major networks were also interested. John Doolittle's folks said no. Starstream will be the only live camera.
Well, that's all right. So, but I mean, can nobody else's cameras can be in there? Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding at this point in time.
Well, I think your people can capture it from their, they can videotape it at home, and certainly they ought to be able to pick up an audio stream in some way that you should be able to make available. Isn't that Starstream? You would have dealings with Starstream so that the audio is available and the video can be available in some, to be shared after the debate.
We're still hoping for that, and we do understand that after the debate, we will get a copy of the tape and we'll be able to distribute it.
You better have, you know, they can take their time giving you a copy of that tape. You better have your own people making dubs at home.
Oh, I think we will have all kinds of people with TiVos, VCRs, and things like that.
Oh, good, Charlie. I knew you were on it. All right, so how long this debate is going to go for? 2 hours? Who is going to moderate the debate?
Going to be 2 hours. Going to have Dave Whitney from McClatchy Newspapers, you know, local SACB Washington representative, Gold Country Media's general manager, Derek Roth, and editor of the Mountain Democrat, Mike Rafferty, will be panelists. And then it's going to have a moderator by Starstream Video.
Okay. So why? How come somebody involved with Gold River Media? Is he, who is he? I can understand Dave Whitney, who runs the Washington Bureau for the Bee, or for maybe even for McClatchy. But why somebody from Gold River Media? What's that all about?
It's just spreading it out in the district. So we've got Auburn, Placerville, the B, just trying to get some reporters in there, at least live, that they'll be asking questions and then they'll be able to write up stories on it, just trying to get some different coverage from the newspapers in the district.
So this is tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9:30. If you're the handful of people who are going to be able to access Starstream Media, you're going to be able to watch this debate. Oh, Charlie, are people going to be allowed to be there? Do you have a certain number of people you're allowed to have?
They are not allowing anyone in the studio.
What about outside the studio, you know, and some watching it from some, you know, venue that's not in the studio that we're...
Geez, it's kind of a public parking lot out there. I would think there might be some people show up around the studio, or at least I suspect we'll have a number of supporters having parties in their house. But again, we just...
No press? They're not allowing any press except for the people who are the moderators and the two debaters?
That was the terms we had to agree to.
Wow, they couldn't have restricted it more. But you know what? I think this is going to work for you because I think the terms are so onerous here, and it is going to get out. There's just no question. It will get out. So I think this is going to be great. And so what should we be looking for? Are you prepping? Are you doing anything particular to prep? You have any sense of what the questions are going to be?
Well, I would expect the normal range of questions like I've gotten from the other town hall debates. Starstream hosted a candidates forum for the primary where we had 5 candidates and a no-show by John Doolittle. Again, League of Women Voters just did another forum Friday. John Doolittle was a no-show. We got 2 upcoming public forums coming up. John Doolittle's going to be a no-show, but I expect the same general type of questions, you know, the national issues as far as immigration, security for the country, a real energy policy, and then the local issues as far as the school districts that need things. We've got some problems with water plants that need upgrades. There's always the I-80 widening, and of course the Auburn Dam, which Doolittle's still wasting money on studies for.
My guest, Charlie Brown. Charlie and Doolittle, Lee Doodoo, are going to be in a debate tomorrow night. It could be their only debate. The restrictions are pretty onerous. It's clear that Doolittle's people want as few people as possible to actually have access to this debate. Charlie, you probably are aware of it. Your campaign is probably aware of it. In Rolling Stone, you are one of the races that they highlight as being supported by and targeted by the Democrats for winning. Have you gotten yet any money from the National Democratic leadership at all?
We have some checks are coming in, yes, and never thought I'd see my name in Rolling Stone.
Are you aware of this? You're in Rolling Stone. In fact, I have the clip. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's great. All right. So you're starting to get money from the Democratic, from the, what is it, DCCC?
DCCC, and, we've been, had some individual contributions coming in from different members of Congress. It's a lot of interest in the race now, a lot of interest in people realizing that, I can beat Doolittle, and I'm just out to do the right things for the district and the country. No hidden agenda, no special agenda. Let's just start solving some problems.
I saw your TV commercial today on CNN. It looked really good. I thought it was well done. And I think your campaign is being run very well. Why do you think Doolittle finally agreed to do the debate? Do you think that he was forced into it for some reason?
Well, obviously he was forced into it. He hasn't done a debate since.
But he didn't have to. I mean, he could have stonewalled you the whole way through. Why do you think he finally stepped up to the plate?
Well, we know he's been polling, and I think his poll numbers are bad. I think the fact that I'm showing up at the other public debates that he's skipping, people are asking, what's he hiding?
How do you go to a debate when your partner's out there to debate? How does this this is like sex for one. How does this happen?
There is a libertarian candidate who's running, so he and I, who generally agree on a lot of things, have a discussion back and forth with the audience and the questions we get from them, and just try and get the message out there that we need change in Washington.
Here's the thing. Here's what you should do. You should have like a big cardboard cutout of John Deep Doolittle to appear for in all the debates where he has refused to appear. So you can have people. He could be moving his lips, and other people could be. I don't know. It's just a dopey idea. Any more polling on your end?
No, we have not done any more polling. We're going to have a real good poll come November 7th, and we'll see what happens.
So no more polling between now and the election.
We may do one more just to, get a feel for what's going on, but that's something that, the real poll comes on election day, and whatever happens, we just want everybody to get out there and vote, make sure your neighbors vote. This all comes down to voting, folks. We need a much better turnout than for the primaries. This is your constitutional right. Exercise it.
So if people want to help you, if they want to volunteer money, if they want to volunteer time, their energies, charliebrownforcongress.org, what may be the only debate between you and Deep Doolittle is going to occur on tomorrow night. If you happen to be a Starstream subscriber, you will be able to access it on the public access. We don't know the number on your cable channel, but it's from 7:30 to 9:30, Starstream Communications Cable TV in Placer County. And where do you have to go? Where are they located?
They are over in Rockland. I have been there once before, and I do not have the address here in front of me, but...
So if people show up, what's going to happen? They're just going to have to mill around outside because nobody's going to let them in? Is that the story?
That would be my understanding. It's a large parking lot. I would encourage folks to, find somebody who lives out in the Rockland, Lincoln area that's got Starstream, have a party, watch the debate there. That way you'll actually get to see it.
Is somebody going to set up a TV apparatus, a monitor in the parking lot maybe, so that those who gather could watch it?
They have a small lobby with a TV in it. I suspect they will limit who's allowed in the lobby. I think it would be very nice if Starstream to set something up outside. I have no control over that.
Maybe your campaign can make that request to Starstream. It shouldn't be too difficult for them to be able to do it.
We've made several requests. We just don't know if they're going to be followed up on or not.
Oh, Charlie, I think you're going to win it. But we can't take anything for granted, and we're thrilled that the debate is happening. I just wish that more of us would have access to actually watching it. But I'm sure we'll be able to... here's where it's located. I'm going to give you the address. Charlie Weiss just handed this to me. Starstream Communications Studio studios are in Rockland at 4120 Citrus Avenue. 4120 Citrus Avenue in Rockland. So that's where it's located. And I suppose if you want to go over there and mill around in the parking lot and see if they're going to make a monitor available, I think that might be kind of intriguing. If not, I'm sure there's a restaurant close by anybody can repair to. Oh, they must have bars and stuff where they could watch it on the bar TV.
Well, there's really not too much real close to the studio there. I have been to the studio before. It's out in an industrial area.
Oh.
There's not a lot real close to it, ain't it?
All right. Okay. Well, I thank you very much for joining us, and I am looking forward to somehow I know we'll be able to access that debate. It'll appear someplace. But I think may the best man win, so I already know who that's going to be, Charlie. And report back and let us know some of the backstage inner workings of what has occurred, because I imagine there's going to be all kinds of backstage maneuvering going on. And so if there's any juicy stuff that you can share with us, we hope you'll do that.
There should be all kinds of good stories out of this when needed. I hope people will be talking about this for several years to come.
Well, I can't wait. You know, I think that Deep Doo-Doo, the more I look at him, the more he really looks like a girly man. You know, there's just something very... very, I don't know, very flaccid about him. There's not anybody who you have the sense is a take charge, I'm getting up in the morning, I'm going to greet the day with vigor and with energy, and we're going to do something new. It's sort of like greeting the day and figuring out how he can squirrel more money away into his pocket, but I guess that's another story. So we'll be looking forward to a report post-debate, and we're delighted that this is finally happening, Charlie. It can only mean good things for you.
Well, thanks to you and all the supporters there on 1320. This has been a long battle. We still got four tough weeks here to go to make sure everybody gets out and votes, talks to their friends and neighbors, but we're going to get this done.
All right. Well, I know you will, and we'll be talking to you post-debate. Thank you so much for joining us, Charlie Brown.
Okay, good night, Enid.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I think that's so interesting. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. If Doolittle is debating Charlie, it means exactly what Charlie said. It means that he's doing internal polling, and he knows he's got to do something. Now, remember, Doolittle has got way more money than Charlie does, but he has way less credibility than Charlie does, and it looks like Charlie is really... going to town here. And I'm so sorry that nobody here is anywhere near the Starstream, the place where we would be able to access Starstream communications, the cable. And I'm just wondering, there's got to be bars and restaurants and stuff that have television sets that are in the area serviced by Starstream, so maybe that's one way to do it. But in any event, the debate is going to be moderated by David Whitney of McClatchy Newspapers, and I think he runs the Washington Bureau, General Manager of Gold Country Media, and Mike Rafferty, Editor of Mountain Democrat, and all of them will serve as panelists. So, wow, I think this is going to be really interesting, and I think it might even have more juice to it than the gubernatorial debate. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. It's ER here today, so I apologize if I sound a little scratchy on the traffic. Southbound 99, it's a little bit slow over there. Northbound 99, things are slowed down. Cap City Freeway, right by Cal Expo going northbound, westbound I-80 just east of Mace Boulevard. We have a three-car crash. Eastbound I-80 just west of Madison Avenue. There's a stalled vehicle. Enid Live continues. Let's see, what's our weather tonight? Lows 52. They said we're going to see highs around 83 tomorrow. Maybe some showers, but not until this weekend. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Thousands, maybe hundreds of...
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me, it's the Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Well, we have a lot of news, beginning with the fact that Doolittle has finally agreed to debate Charlie Brown. They're doing it in the most restricted of environments, and that is Starstream Communications. You know, it's a very small, they think maybe about 30,000, not many people, I think, in that 4th Congressional District are in the area served by Starstream Communications, but it's going to be a two-hour debate, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Actually, it sounds like a better cast of characters than the ones that were behind and doing the gubernatorial debate. And I have more news. Boy, do I have some news today. First of all, Steve Maviglio, who had been deputy chief of staff for Fabian Nunez, he is the assembly speaker, has returned to the Angelides communications team. Now, I don't know what to make of that exactly. Steve was at the debate, and when I arrived at the
press room prior to the debate. I stopped there before before coming to our studios here at AM 1320. I saw that Steve was greeting people. He was greeting. I had met him previously, and so he's taking over, or at least returning to the Angelitos Communications team. You can read into that a lot of things. You can read into that the fact that maybe they need his help, and that he is giving some much needed juice to the proceedings. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. But here is what I have received, and this is from one of you. There is, have you seen in Arnold's campaign literature that he has got an MBA or a degree or something from the University of Wisconsin? Did you see that in his literature? Well, guess what? It doesn't appear to be what you think it is. There is a website that is all devoted to his degree. Well, I'm not sure you could call it much of a degree. Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear about this. And I don't know if the Angelitos campaign knows anything at all about it. But if they don't, we're here to share it with you. William in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, William.
Hi, Enid. In regard to the upcoming event, TV event that's so closed down, I can't believe.
You mean the Doolittle Charlie Brown debate?
Yes.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Now you asked a good question. When are they going to go ahead and to give you the video of this event after it's done? They don't know. It seems like it will happen sometime in the future, but they're not saying you'll have it within 3 hours of after the event.
Right. Yeah. Right. It could be a while, but it's not hard to get video, and all anybody has to do is tape it. You can tape it off the air if you've got an old-fashioned VCR. I don't know how TiVo works, but I'm sure you can tape it that you can get copies that way as well, can't you?
That's where I was going, Enid. I would like to go ahead and have somebody with their digital video camera or whatever do the copy it off the TV. However, go ahead and upload it to like YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure somebody knows how to do that. I'm sure they must be thinking.
Well, I hope so, but this needs to happen so that.
Now, I don't know what the intellectual property issues are here. Can you just
YouTube
take stuff?
YouTube is very, very open.
But if you're Starstream, do you have the intellectual property rights to this debate, and so therefore it can't be?
Well, this is a public debate, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is. Yes.
Hello. I mean, if our elections are going to be so Orwellian controlled that it is some sort of like corporation ownership, I mean, no thank you. I mean, this is supposed to be a public event.
Here's what else we can do. We can call around in the area that is served by Starstream and find out if there are any bars that will let us watch it on TV. And you can organize watching parties if you don't have friends in the area where you can go and, poach on their hospitality. If you don't have that, there must be bars and restaurants.
Well, I think the biggest watching party will be able to have it up on the Internet, on YouTube. Somebody can upload it. Immediately.
Listen, if we could get those lascivious emails from Foley, we can get anything. That's what I think. All right, William.
I hope somebody does it.
Okay.
I'm not in the area, so.
Well, I thank you. Where are you?
Well, it doesn't matter, but I really hope that somebody goes ahead.
I'm sure.
On YouTube.
I'm sure somebody's going to do this. I can't imagine that they won't. William, I thank you very much for the call. All right. So, again, this is the debate tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9:30. It's probably going to be the only debate that Doolittle will agree to. And if you are in the area served by Starstream, and this would include Rockland, Granite Bay, Penryn, Newcastle, Loomis, Lincoln, Auburn, Colfax, Pinebrook, and Lakeside, moderating will be David Whitney of the McClatchy Papers, General Manager Derek Roth of Gold River Media, and Mike Rafferty, editor of the Mountain Democrat. They are all going to serve as panelists. The format for the debate will include candidates directly responding to questions from panelists, followed by a moderated discussion, as well as a segment where candidates will respond to call-in questions from viewers watching at home. So that's tomorrow night. If you are in that area served by Starstream or know someone who is, or want to go to a bar or see if you can congregate outside the studios, maybe they'll set up a monitor out in the parking lot so that more people can access the debate. Arnold. Arnold's supposed to have an MBA, right? Well, maybe not exactly.
He has said that he has an MBA, or it has been thought that he has an MBA from the University of Wisconsin. And the implication is that it's an MBA from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But it happens, and this is according to some information that I have, and it's a website called governorgirlyman.com. Go to it. Did Arnold Schwarzenegger scam his college degree from the University of Wisconsin at Superior back in 1979 is the question? Did Arnold actually con his way to receive at least one full year of college credits for something called life experience? Did Arnold really only show up on the Superior Wisconsin campus only five times as a condition of his enrollment, with most tests and papers sent in by mail? Did Arnold pay in-state Wisconsin tuition even though his classes were by correspondence from his apartment living room in warm, sunny Santa Monica, California? Has anyone ever asked Arnold to reveal his college transcripts? If these questions haven't been asked of Arnold, they most definitely should. And since Arnold certainly won't provide the full story, which is readily accessible from news accounts and the respective institutions, we will. According to Santa Monica College, Arnold Schwarzenegger earned 72 total credit hours cobbled together there and also at West Los Angeles College and UCLA Extension over several years to earn a general studies associate's degree. Associate's degree. It's what you get in junior college. So he cobbled together from UCLA Extension, from West Los Angeles College, from Santa Monica College. He gets an associate's degree. But when California political reporters look into the circumstances of the correspondence classes he needed for Arnold to receive a customized degree in international marketing of fitness and business from the University of Wisconsin Superior, what will they find? According to the University of Wisconsin Superior, not at the University of Wisconsin-Madison that he always allows people to think he went to school, Arnold entered the Western Wisconsin School's extended degree program in 1979 as a 32-year-old fourth-year senior. He was a 32-year-old fourth-year senior. Two semesters later, he received a customized degree in 1980 in international marketing of fitness and business. It is apparently the only degree with that specific title issued to any undergraduate from any university ever. International marketing of fitness and business? Well, think gym management, according to University of Wisconsin Superior officials. Moreover, to graduate, Arnold needed 144 full credits. He arrived with a total of 72 from Santa Monica College and the other L.A.-based schools. Even if he took a full credit load through the correspondence classes, that still means one thing. Arnold was provided at least a full year of free college for, quote, life experience in order to graduate. It's certainly not an MBA from the University of Wisconsin-Madison that his flacks have led the public to believe, nor is it the degree in international economics that Arnold stated for the type of college degree question in filing his official 2003 candidacy paper. So when he filed his 2003 official candidacy papers, when they asked him what kind of college degree, he wrote a degree in international economics. Of course, Arnold didn't seem to mind that his college degree was often mistakenly referred to by reporters and commentators, such as radio talk hosts, to be an MBA from the prestigious, accomplished program at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. It's easy to see how this happens. Hollywood flacks would emphasize Arnold's mastering business in a press release, which was commonly misinterpreted as a master's in business or an MBA. And then they would also get rid of University of Wisconsin Superior, the location Superior, Wisconsin, and it defaulted it to Madison, which I guess has a better reputation. Voila, presto, Arnold's college degree gets upgraded from an undergraduate degree in gym management to an MBA graduate degree from a top 20 program. At least that's what the Wall Street Journal's editorial writer, John Fund, misreported as fact in July of 2003. So for more than 25 years, Arnold has been wrongly assumed to have an MBA and have an MBA business skills. And although correspondence classes allowed him to remain in California, He was taking his correspondence classes from California. Guess what? He paid low in-state Wisconsin tuition thanks to his status as a, quote, cooperating faculty member, which happened because he was allowed to teach some bodybuilding and nutrition courses irregularly, maybe several times a year. So let's talk more about this alleged MBA. You know, we have seen a lot of resume inflation going on. We have seen a lot of fakery going on, and it's enough to sink some candidates. Will it have any effect on Arnold? And how come Phil's people aren't going after this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It's sort of a cobbled-together degree in gym management. It's not an MBA. It didn't occur from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, but from one of its satellite schools, and it isn't at all what Arnold has portrayed, nor is it what has been portrayed about Arnold. So, do you think it's going to have any effect at all as this gets out? Will it get out? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our lows tonight, we're going to see 52, sunny and warm for the next couple of days, 83, 84, and 83 by Friday, 81 Saturday, 77 Sunday. Now, Monday and Tuesday, we might see some showers, but it's looking pretty good. Our traffic, Mission Avenue at El Camino Avenue in North Sac, we have a three-car crash. Westbound 50 at Cameron Park Drive, there's a three-car crash. That's blocking the lane and on into Sacramento. Northbound 99 just south of Grantline Road. Sunrise at Mercantile, eastbound 50 at El Dorado, and Pleasant Valley Road at Bucks Bar. They're all crashes. They're stopping traffic. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
Want to get to...
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course,
the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. To Enoch now, 349-1320.
Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. Well, here is the breaking news. The breaking news is that Deep Doo-Doo has finally decided to debate Charlie Brown, and that's going to happen in the most limited venue possible, and that is tomorrow on Starstream. If you are in that, if you are in the area that Starstream serves, then you'll be able to hear it, and if not, we'll probably be able to access it a little bit later. And the other piece of big news is that Arnold, his degree is so cobbled together. It's hardly a degree. He got a year's credit for life experience. It was correspondence classes from the University of Wisconsin, not in the premier part of the university, which is apparently Madison, but in sort of a satellite part of the school, which is in Superior. He lets people believe that it's an MBA in business, but it isn't. It's a class in, it's really a degree in gym management, but it sounds more, it's fancier than gym management. And he's the only person ever anywhere in the universe to have received a degree in this, you know, what has a very, very fancy kind of a title. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones and to Russ in Folsom. Russ, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I tracked this one down in 2003 at the time of the recall election. Got it placed in a couple of letters to the editor and let it out to some media outlets, but no one picked up on it. And the story's really funny when you get to these folks. They don't want to talk about it at Wisconsin Superior at all. And the registrar's office would not speak, the admissions office, you get to a dean of instruction. And
Did you try to send any of this stuff over to Phil's campaign? Because the guy who wrote me, the listener who wrote me the letter, had tried to send it to Phil's campaign, and apparently with not much in the way of success.
I'll be darned. That's simply, well, as I say, when I released it, and I didn't go to, you know, Modesto BE, San Francisco Chronicle, they just didn't pick it up. Was printed in a couple of letters to the editor, including in a local paper, and people would stop me and say, gee, you know, I didn't know that it was so limited. But what he had said, too, in his campaign literature was he had a degree in business and international finance. And, of course, I was triggered right away saying no one could go to college this long and have a major and a degree and know so little. It's just not
Did you know about all of how this was all cobbled together? Yeah, he had a few credits from a junior college. He had
Santa
a few.
Monica College was pretty good about cooperating with me, though they would not send me his transcripts. He was protected very well. Superior would definitely not send the transcripts. And at that point, once I cobbled everything together and said, "Look, this is a bogus comment, and that much of this is life experience, which is very." Very shady stuff, and yes, he did some stuff on campus. But when you ask him, was he on campus to take classes, they would say such things as, yes, he was here on campus.
No, he wasn't. According to the information I have, Russ, he came in a few times a year, and the reason he got in-state tuition was that he, let me finish, Russ, and then you'll have all the time in the world to talk.
Okay.
The reason that he got in-state tuition is because he taught a few classes in bodybuilding and in nutrition, even though he was, by correspondence, taking these classes from California, and he had been given a according to this information, sounds like he got a year's worth of credit for, quote, life experience.
Right. Now, he... What he
so, did you send any of this to Phil's campaign?
No, I...
Why don't you do that?
Why don't you
send it on to Phil's campaign? Since you believe that Phil is going to... Excuse me, Russ. You believe that Phil's going to win. So why don't you help him do that?
it's looking pretty bleak.
Yeah, it is looking pretty bleak.
Well, this is something no one showed any interest in. And if it hadn't been uncovered in 3 years to anyone's satisfaction, it was the thing that I let drop. And I'll have to go back and see in my records. I kept some notes on it. But the point was I found it out and nobody picked it up. And
well, nobody picked it up then, but maybe they will pick it up now. So don't throw up your hands and say, hey, nobody did anything about it then. Get the information out there. I'm doing that. And I want to refer everybody to the website. And the website is governorgirlyman.com. And it talks about some of his charitable scams. It talks about a lot of stuff. And it talks about his the questionable visa status that he had. It is subject of a lot of questions. But I don't know why anybody hasn't really gone after this stuff.
Well, the visa status is very clear. He violated his visa. There is no question about it. He worked when he was not supposed to. This is a matter of actually common knowledge.
Okay, and so tell me though what your point is. Why did you call today? What point do you want to make?
Well, my point is that those credentials which he advances are in fact bogus, and as is the case with much of what he presents to us about his past and what he suggests he has either accomplished or has believed in is simply a falsehood.
Like, all right, so why doesn't anybody want to know about this? Why isn't there any serious investigation? Why doesn't anybody follow up on it?
Well, you answer that for me.
Okay, that's the question. We're going to put that out there, Russ, and I really thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866 620 61320. How come nobody's following up on information that we have heard about in the past, but for some reason doesn't become a large story? When Arnold talks about pulling himself up by his bootstraps in education, I mean, the whole thing is as fake as some of the scripts that he memorizes. Kevin and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I noticed now I'm in favor of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm asking, are you willing to have...
Oh, there you go again. You're going to talk to me about workers' comp.
No,
yes,
not
Kevin.
Not at all.
Okay.
Are you willing to give me the same as the last call, and you said I'll give you as much time as you need?
Well, what's the point you want to make, Kevin?
Well,
because we need to go. We need to go into a break here, so
right,
tell me quickly.
Okay. I noticed that Phil Angelides was cited for building on wetlands, and that Arnold Schwarzenegger is passing one of the biggest initiatives.
All right, here's the story. Let me address that, because
okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the biggest monies that he has gotten in his campaign are from developers. And just a short time ago, legislation that would have forbidden building on these floodplains got tabled by Parada and by Schwartzy, because I think it would have been offensive to these developers, and I think what they're hoping to do is build on these floodplains. So your guy, Arnold, is... no paragon in this department. In fact, he's getting more of his money from developers than even Phil is, Kevin. 349-1320 Pete in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how you doing, Enid?
Doing well. Tell me quickly, because we have to take a break here.
Okay, I'm just calling because I heard an attack ad on Charlie Brown both this morning on Al Franken about 15, 20 minutes ago on your show,
mm-hmm.
right after the Charlie Brown interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Doolittle attack ad. So I'm wondering, can you guys just accept ads from anybody? It doesn't matter?
Pete, do you not listen to Enid Live as regularly as you should?
No, I do. I listen.
We talk about this all the time. All right, let me give you the answer to this question. The answer to the question is that the FCC requires us to, if we're going to take political advertising from one, we have to take it from all. And the Doolittle campaign has deliberately targeted the stations. We didn't know why they were advertising on our kind of radio station. It was a big mystery. And they deliberately targeted the stations that have run pro-Charlie Brown ads or Charlie Brown ads. So they want to be on the same stations that Charlie Brown is running his ads on. So we're thrilled to take his money and then diss him afterward. So that's the story, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it made perfect sense. It's kind of, you know, devious, but at the same time, it doesn't make sense because he is giving you guys money.
Right, but the FCC requires it, so that's the short answer. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866 626 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. We have beautiful times going on today. I can't believe it. 82, 83 for the high for the next couple of days. Most tonight, 57. You can win a copy of Border War, the Battle Over Illegal Immigration DVD, courtesy of Genius Products. See firsthand the compelling stories of five individuals on the front lines of this beautiful issue. Don't miss the documentary that will leave you demanding answers. Own Border War, the Battle Over Illegal Immigration on DVD, coming up October 10th. Wait a minute, that's today, huh? So go get it now. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that moment you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking our country back, Dr. Helen Caldicott.
See, we've been saying Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by Linus Pauling, but the work I did, the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, we won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985.
Sue me for splitting hairs. I think you won it.
That is stunning.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a Nobel Peace Prize
winner.
Well,
thank you. I'll accept it.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Help.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, the big news is that Doolittle has finally agreed to debate Charlie, and that's tomorrow night. A limited audience, but anyways, it's going forward. And these FACO credentials that Schwartzy purports to have, an MBA in international, this or that, is like gym management by correspondence, a year's worth of life experience credits. I mean, this guy is barely out of junior college. Oh, why isn't somebody investigating this? Nancy, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
I just want to say, I'm waiting for the campaign of Angelidis, you know, his campaign manager to do something really glitzy, you know, but I haven't seen anything from them yet. And if they don't jump on this, then I'm convinced that there's a deal struck already to let Arnold, you know, just serve this next term.
I hope you're not right.
And you can talk more about it.
Okay, I thank you, Nancy. I hope Nancy is not right about that. Jen and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Enid. You know, I have a really good idea for Charlie Brown, you know, to go against Doolittle tomorrow night. What he needs to do is take a roll of toilet paper, have the package say the Republican roll, and then have the Constitution written on the tissue, because that's the way they treat the Constitution of Republicans. And I think Doolittle would be so upset with getting that prior to the debate, he couldn't even respond.
Yeah, Jen, we could always count on you for visual aids, can't we? Well, wait, what do they call it when they toilet paper the trees, when the kids do that?
They TP the house, yeah.
Yeah, they TP it. Well, they ought to TP Doolittle, because, you know, he is excreting corruption. That is what he's doing. He weaves some toilet paper anywhere he's nearby. You want to alcohol the premises because he's so filled with corrupt cooties.
Exactly. So I think that he would be so upset if he handed him that and it says Republican roll and he opens it, and especially if it could go on camera, that would be so hilarious. And say, well, since that's the way you treat our Constitution, we thought we'd give you a piece of your own.
Well, thank you very much for that creative solution, Jen.
349-1320-866-626-1320.
There's a lot more news.
Is not much of a nuclear threat yet.
This first test was something less than a total success.
Speaker Hastert on the Foley scandal.
In 2020 hindsight, probably you could do everything a little bit better.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. In the UN Security Council, there seems to be a united front in response to North Korea's nuclear tests. Today, the Chinese ambassador said there have to be some punitive actions. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, interviewed for the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, sounded confident.
We finally now have a coalition of states with China, which has real leverage with North Korea, and South Korea, which has real leverage with North Korea, united with the United States, Japan, Russia, and indeed the rest of the international community to put pressure on North Korea to take a different course.
The course they're on, reports CBS News correspondent David Martin, would apparently lead to missiles with nuclear warheads.
When the North Koreans conducted their first ever nuclear test on Sunday, a nuclear missile was exactly what they had in mind.
They're exploring a design that would be able to be put onto a missile.
According to David Albright, a leading expert on North Korea's nuclear program, North Korean leaders believe acquiring nuclear missiles can convince the U.S. the costs of attacking them are too high.
They need to be able to convince the United States that if there is a military strike against nuclear facilities in North Korea, they can, in essence, nuke U.S. military assets in Japan.
The first test apparently was not a total success. The North Koreans expected a blast equal to 4 kilotons of TNT. U.S. analysis puts the yield at well under 1 kiloton. Now this.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11-30-06.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Huge explosions touched off by a fire are shaking Baghdad. Right now, we go live to CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.
And, Bill, this is a fire at an ammunition depot at a U.S. forward operating base called Falcon. It's in southern Baghdad. The military says the fire ignited tank and artillery ordnance as well as small arms ammunition. A statement says the fire has been contained, but we're being told it is still burning, and an investigation's underway into what caused it, but no injuries have been reported.
Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine joins Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner in calling for a reassessment of our strategy in Iraq. She says the course is neither an option nor a plan. House Speaker Dennis Hastert today defended his staff's handling of the Mark Foley matter, but left the door open for possible departures.
If anybody's found to have hidden information or covered up information, they really should be gone.
Investigators are digging in now. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Cheryl Atkinson is on the story.
The FBI is talking to one of the former pages who allegedly received some very sexually explicit emails from Congressman Foley after this person was no longer a page. The exchanges between Mark Foley and this former page were allegedly very sexually explicit, unlike some of those so-called overly friendly emails that we heard about earlier.
Tomorrow, Foley's former chief of staff testifies to the House Ethics Committee. Kirk Fordham claims he alerted Speaker Hastert's chief of staff to Foley's misconduct at least 3 years ago. Former teacher Laura Bush was among the speakers today at a conference organized by the White House in response to the recent bloodshed in schools.
Acts of school violence are not isolated incidents. Reports of one school shooting can disturb children and teachers in classrooms around the country.
The conference brought educators, law enforcement, and government officials into the same room. They heard from Columbine survivor Craig Scott, whose sister Rachel was killed.
I challenge every teacher, principal, and superintendent and educator to here today, take a look at teaching that doesn't just teach the head, but teaches the heart.
Security experts at the conference agree that the key to halting school violence is communication. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Oh, I finally saw one of our poster boards, our billboards, and I saw it on Fulton. So I finally drove outside of my usual routes, and there it was. And I wasn't even looking for it. It just sort of leaped out at me, so I'm thrilled. If you have seen one of our, it's the only advertising we've done so far, really. I think maybe we've done a little bit, but not very much. Only serious advertising effort. Wow. Well, if you've seen one of our billboards, I'd like to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you didn't know we existed until you saw the billboard, well, I'd like to hear from you, because when we talked about it last week, briefly, people started calling the show who had never before heard of our existence, had no idea that we were actually there. So I just wanted to let you know about that. Also, I want to remind you that tomorrow, Elaine Petrocelli will be my guest in the 4 o'clock hour. She runs one of the best independent bookstores in the country, and we can always count on her for terrific discussion about books and about the books that we ought to be thinking about reading for fall. She'll have a great list of things for us to consider, things that we might not have thought of on our own. On the 24th, Simon Winchester, distinguished author and journalist, will be with us in studio talking about his latest and also talking about a range of other things, because he's written many, many books. So That's just what's coming up. If you are just joining us, you missed Charlie Brown, but the big news is that Charlie and Doolittle are going to debate. Doolittle has finally agreed to a debate with Charlie, and that will take place tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30, but you have got to be a Starstream subscriber, which is a fairly limited kind of audience, in order to access that particular debate. I think we have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. Remember, you can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Let's go to the phones. Owen, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Enid. First, a little disclosure. My name's Owen. I'm a teacher, and I'm a member of the Sacramento County Democratic Central Committee.
Okay.
And I really wanted to thank your station for giving us the opportunity to do those public service announcements. I'm the voice after the intro, and I just wanted to compliment all of your staff, Lisa, Charlie, Michelle Shockley, Mr. Job. They're just really great, and, you know, we really, as someone who's in the community and someone who's politically active, we really, really appreciate how receptive you are and how great 1320 is with the community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your kind comments, and I hope you, and you are part of the teachers?
Yeah, I'm part of the Sacramento City Teachers Association, and the other thing...
How many members do you have?
We have 3,000 members.
Oh, I hope you've told them all about AM 1320.
Yes, I have. I do it every single opportunity I get. I tell people how great 1320 is, and the other thing I wanted to do was invite you and the rest of the listening community to an event we're having on Saturday, October 14th. It's our campaign kickoff for our endorsed school board candidates, Ellen Bell, Roy Grimes, and Jerry Hausman. We're going to be meeting at our association, which is on 5300 Elvis Avenue. We're going to start about 9:30. We're going to go out into the community and do some precinct walking and then come back and listen to some live music from 1 to 3, the classic rock sounds of Papa Hip, of which I'm a member. I play bass for it. So really wanted to invite people. I know it's not quite on the radar as, some of the congressional races or the arena, but it is an important issue. We have three really good candidates.
Okay, so that's this coming Saturday, then.
This coming Saturday, October 14th at 9:30.
Okay, Owen, I thank you very much for that announcement. Anything else we should know?
One of the things is that we're trying to prevent what happened in 2004. I know some people, I don't know how long you've been in Sacramento, but previously we had problems with Sacramento High School being a charter school, kicking out public school teachers, and also we had a big pension fraud scandal.
Okay, so you're going to try and deal with these issues on Saturday, this coming Saturday. I thank you very much for the call and for the really kind words. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon, Enid.
Hi.
I have a comment that I'd like to address to any politicians, government officials, or anyone thinking about becoming one, and that is my definition of treason. Any official politician in whatever branch of government that advances a person's self-interest or a corporation's self-interest to the detriment of the health and security of this nation is guilty of treason. I know that's harsh, but that's the way I see it. The second part is, any person that, they call them whistleblowers, but anybody that exposes that kind of behavior and jeopardizes their job, their personal freedom, even their life, is a patriot. Not a whistleblower, not a snitch, they're a patriot.
Well, I like that use of the language. It happens that if you've been a whistleblower, you very often suffer for your heroic action, and you don't. And you might get fired. You might never get the same kind of quality of job back. It's like lotto winners. They've gone back to look at a lot of lotto winners, and the people who won these huge amounts of money wind up, broke 10 minutes later. And a lot of the people who have been whistleblowers, you expect that good karma will come knocking on their door. Very often it does not. The opposite happens. So I like what you're saying. I like calling people who do the right thing patriots. And I don't know about how you're ever going to prove treason with these with people who put their own self-interest first, but we're seeing more and more of it in this society. Whether it's parents who put themselves before their children, or whether it's elected officials who put their own interests before the interests of the constituents that they have been elected to serve. We're seeing it all over the place, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and I think if we label the behavior and not just call it indiscretions and improprieties, but really take a look at the outcome of this behavior. You know, like people talk about Iraq and Iran, this crap started happening because of the CIA's behavior 20 years ago, 15 years ago. That's my other thing. Transparency, as far as I'm concerned, transparency in government equals honesty.
Well, it would be a good thing. We haven't had very much of it from this administration, but
we have to change the whole way.
Well, we have to do a lot of things, and the question we've got to ask is how come more people aren't interested in it? If everybody was as interested, you know, if you had a Pentagon Watergate kind of a scandal coming down today, the way it happened all those years ago, I don't think there'd be as much outrage. I don't know if it would ever have arisen to the level of the level that Watergate rose to. It happened then. It happened when that sort of thing was new. We are so inured to scandal. It's like nobody can even bestir themselves to get outraged, except when they're in traffic. And then they get outraged. But when it comes to politics, they don't bother.
Well, I think we have to draw a line between, you have to show people how it affects them. You know, And that's terrible. You would think that we might be more proactive just because of the ideal, you know. But you sometimes have to hit people in the pocketbook. You have to show them how it affects their daily life in terms of maybe no health insurance because our country's wealth is going into other people's pocketbooks. Maybe show them all the things we could afford, the things we could do, how many lives would be saved.
Well, Suzanne, I like the idea. I swing wildly between cynicism and optimism on this one, sort of like the stock market, which has been called an oscillation between optimism and pessimism. But I do thank you very much for your ideas. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. If you were just joining us, the big news is that Doolittle has agreed to debate Charlie Brown tomorrow. You have to, however, unfortunately, be a Starstream subscriber in order to witness it, because then... And I think it's just a very limited area that Starstream serves. So if you're able to, you have friends in that area, or if you're able to go to a bar or something that's within that area where there's a TV set, you'll have some chance of seeing it, although I suspect they're going to get it out some way. But I think with all of the restrictions, what it looks like is that Doolittle's polling. Charlie says they know that Doolittle's doing polling. They're not releasing any of that polling information. And that Doolittle has finally agreed to do a debate tells us that the polls must show that Doolittle is in some trouble. We can only pray that that is happening, but I think it is happening. So that's what's going on. Also, this information about Arnold's Fakerama degree, which he likes you to think of as an MBA in business, and it's not an MBA in business. It's kind of a gym management degree. It's kind of not, it doesn't, I don't think it's a master's degree. I think it's just an undergraduate degree, a year of which was credits were given to him for, quote, life management. Or life experience. It didn't come from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, as he would like you to believe. It came from a satellite university, University of Wisconsin Superior, and he did it by correspondence. He kind of cobbled together credits here and the credits there, and he got classes in swimming, and he got classes in archery. and bullseye. Guess what? He's got a degree that kind of makes it sound like a master's degree in international something or other, but it isn't. And then he got in-state tuition, even though he was like a, he was taking the classes from sunny Santa Monica. You tell me. Well, how come nobody's made more of that? And particularly as the tuition is raised for in-state students, particularly as there are serious education issues on the table, and Arnold's supposed to have all these great business skills. Well, maybe he does, but they certainly didn't come from this Fakerama degree. Jeff in Woodland, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jeff.
Hey there. Hey, I wonder why on when it comes to all the campaigning and stuff that people don't really put out there, either candidate would really put out there what their vision is, what they'd like to see, so people can either align with them or go the other direction. And if you have to go and read through the issues and see what's going to be good for you and your family and whatnot, they are pretty confusing. I'm not stupid by any means. But they write it in such a fashion that it would take two attorneys to decipher it.
No, it doesn't. No, you don't go by what they put out. You just do your own research. Everything is available on the net, and it's available in two clicks. You know, you just it's really fast. All you do is you go to the websites of the papers and the commentators that you trust, and you're going to get a picture, and you're going to look at their campaign information, and then you're going to compare what they say to some of the pundits that they're quoting, and you're going to say that there's sometimes no correspondence whatsoever. But you got to do your own research, Jeff. You think it should come to you like a pizza delivery man does?
What? I mean, have you gone to a website in the past? Or
Jeff, don't you think you've got to do your own homework on this? And instead of relying on, when you go to buy a product, do you rely on the ads or do you go look at consumers' reports?
I do. I look at the stuff. I look at the stuff and try to find out why they align themselves. When you look at the bills,
you've got to do the same thing that you do when you're going off to buy a toaster. Check out consumers' reports.
Okay, let me ask this. Have you ever, in good conscience, done your research and voted on something when yes means no and no means yes?
Yeah, but that's what you got to do in advance. Sometimes they deliberately concoct things so that it's confusing. And so you, as a responsible citizen, who I bet is pretty bright, Jeff, you can figure it out. And there will be enough editorials on the subject to say, you know, when you vote yes, it really is going to mean no. And you, when you vote no, it's really going to mean yes. So you know what you got to do? Your ticket to admission as a citizen of this excellent democracy is to do a little bit of homework before you go into the voting booth. You got to vote, but you should do your homework in advance. Is that too much to ask of you?
No, I mean, I get homework and try to do the best that I can.
I know that you are a bright guy. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to Enid Live.
it's a good source of difference of opinion and stuff like that. So,
all right. So your job is to go in and do your homework and come out with the best answers. It'd be the equivalent of looking at consumers' reports before you buy a car or a toaster or a new computer or a printer or whatever. So do that, and you will know what the answer is. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Can you believe that? I mean, people want you to. They want it pre-digested. We got to deliver it to your door. And then they will, I don't know. I can't believe this person's ad, and I can't believe that person's ad. Well, you know what? Do a little homework. Touchscreen voting is beginning, and we are trying to get Deborah Bowen on the program, and so far without success, but I'm hoping that will happen because I'm a big fan and I'm a big supporter. But starting today in places like Los Angeles County, people can cast their votes early. Touchscreen voting station will be available in certain parts of Los Angeles County and so on. So touchscreen voting, we're not very happy about that, but there it is. Now, Smud in YOLO, this is a B editorial. Yes, is the answer to that. So no matter what Stan Atkinson is flacking for in terms of PG&E, you really don't want if you have a choice between Smud and PG&E, you have to be out of your mind to go with PG&E. It is going to cost you so much more. I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and I can tell you that in places like Placer County, where there is, or in Roseville, they say that PG&E charges two-thirds more than Roseville Electric. So if that, I don't know what the differences are. If you're a Smud customer or if you're a PG&E customer, wherever you're living, I think you pay considerably more for your energy when it comes from PG&E rather than from Smud. And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm very sorry that I didn't ask Phil Angelides. I just didn't think of it in time when I had him on. How come he's not going to go for rate re-regulation? I'm not saying he has said no, but why aren't they bringing that up as a campaign topic? I think that would resonate with people. 349-1320, 866, 620-613-20. Elaine, in her car in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Elaine. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, and I don't know if you've already talked about this or not, but tomorrow night, Doolittle and...
Honey, we've been talking about it for the last hour and a half. Where have you been? We had Charlie Brown on. You're going to call to tell me about the debate tomorrow night?
Okay, well, I just got off work, so I don't know.
You got to be listening the whole time here. Miss a little, miss a lot.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anything more we should know?
Not that I know of, no, but I'll let you know if I find
out. All right, we're on it, girl. That's all I can tell you. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
You know, I have some advice for everyone that, you know, kind of isn't checking in like right at the top of the hour. Buy a Walkman. It's pretty much that simple. I mean, you don't want to miss traffic. You don't miss going on with Enid, Doolittle, Bram, whatever's happening.
Good advice.
And here's the advice for the traffic. Stay off of 99 southbound. You know what? If you can go another direction, it might be best to do so. We have a three-car crash there right by Fruit Ridge Road, and it is slowing traffic down quite a bit, and we're only at 422. Northbound Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way, we have a two-car crash. Madison Avenue and I-80, two-car crash, slowing things down. Enid Live continues. We're at 79 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal mind f***ed America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
/4:27 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. One of you called in to tell us, and we are in the process of confirming this. Our television partner is Channel 10, and we are in the process of confirming that they will be streaming. Are they streaming it? No, they're not. Let's find out. Charlie, come on in here and tell me. We're talking about the Doolittle Charlie Brown debate going on tomorrow, and it's going to be beamed to a very limited audience. Yes. We're not sure if it's going to happen, but we're hoping that it will. We're hoping that it will. Okay, latest. One of you called to say that Channel 10 might be streaming the debate, but we're not certain yet that that's happening. They're still in process of surveying whether it's technically possible to do that. So the moment we have confirmation of it, you will hear about it, and we will we'll pass it along to you so that more people can access the debate. It probably will be the only debate between Doolittle and Charlie Brown, and I think Doolittle's only doing it because he is boxed into a corner, and probably his polling is showing that. His poll numbers are showing it. Some more news coming in. Representative Richard Pombo, who's also in a very tight race with Jerry McInerney, has insisted that he was never lobbied by Jack Abramoff, but records show that the disgraced lobbyist billed a client for at least two contacts with Pombo a decade ago. The lobbying records released by the Northern Mariana Islands show that Abramoff billed once for calls to Pombo and a second time for a discussion with him while lobbying on the issue. On more than two dozen other occasions from 1996 through 2001, Abramoff associates called or met with members of Pombo's staff, including his chief of staff, according to records. As the contacts picked up, Pombo voted Abramoff's way on a bill important to Abramoff's clients. So Pombo is filthy as Doolittle, as filthy in terms up to his neck in corruption as Doolittle. And then we have the governator. We've got Schwartzy, who's, you know, and let me make this contrast to you. Phil Angelides has a degree from Harvard. Schwartzy's got a cobbled-together degree from a bunch of junior colleges. He gets a year's worth of credit for life experience, which also has with it some archery classes and swimming classes and things like that, which he manages to puff up and inflate, sort of like he's done to his own body with steroids. He makes it sound like it's an MBA in some sort of an MBA with some international implications. And what it is it's a degree in gym fitness, and really he did it by correspondence. I mean, this is hardly an education at all. It's certainly not much of a formal education, and it's not like having a degree from Harvard, let's face it. So I don't know if Angelides' campaign is aware of it. They must. They must have been doing some opposition research. This is readily available on the Internet. GovernorGirlyMan.com is a place where you'll find it, and some of his charity scams and some of being whether or not he was ever here legally. All of that is on that website. Take a look at it. You'll wonder why people haven't made more of it and why it doesn't have, why it isn't packing a punch with voters. I don't know why it hasn't become an issue. Touchscreen voting is going to be happening here as early voting begins in the state of California. And in a surprise, the Sacramento Bee endorsed they did not endorse Cruz Bustamante for insurance commissioner. They endorsed the Republican, Steve Poizner, who's a rich Silicon Valley entrepreneur who ran unsuccessfully for the state assembly in 2004. But even the greater surprise, guess who's backing him? Well, who's backing him is somebody that a lot of us respect a lot, and that is Harvey Rosenfeld, who is the
a very prominent consumer advocate. Harvey Rosenfield is backing a Republican. Rosenfield is the author of the 1988 landmark Proposition 103 Auto Insurance Initiative, and he has always been considered a strong Democratic ally. But he criticized Cruz Bustamante for taking $150,000 in campaign money from the insurance industry in the June primary, even though Bustamante later pledged to return the money. However, his opponent, Republican Steve Poizner, the rich Silicon Valley entrepreneur, has pledged not to accept campaign contributions from the insurance industry that he would be regulating. And he has developed an elaborate screening system in order to keep that promise. Moreover, Poizner has pledged not to accept industry money while he is the commissioner. The Bustamante campaign is shocked that Harvey Rosenfield would endorse a Republican politician. But maybe it's time. Bustamante has said he's going to retire after this. I don't know. Poizner is looking more interesting. And the fact that somebody of the caliber of Harvey Rosenfield is endorsing him makes him much more attractive. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And the B has gone for Poizner. They are endorsing Steve Poizner. PG&E is shattering spending records in its turf battle with SMUD. Smashing local election funding records, PG&E has poured almost about $9.5 million into an aggressive campaign to retain Yolo County customers, spending $21 for every dollar spent by supporters of SMUD. Well, SMUD doesn't have that kind of money to spend, and it can't, I don't think, legally, can't do the same thing that PG&E is doing. But if PG&E is spending almost $10 million to win this race, what does that tell you about what it stands to make? What does it tell you about how lucrative it is? I mean, I think that alone should tell you that if this affects you in Yolo County, you want SMUD. I can't imagine that you would go for PG&E. You have to be nuts to go for PG&E on this one. You really want SMUD here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. In spite of the fact that Stan Atkinson, and God bless Stan, we love him, was flacking for PG&E. They paid him. What did they pay him? I don't know, almost $250,000, I heard. 349-1320. They threw a tremendous amount of money around. $21 for every dollar spent by support. They have spent 21 times what SMUD has spent. They have spent almost $10 million on this aggressive campaign. So if they're willing to put $10 million into it, you could imagine what they think they can make from it. And you'd just be a pigeon to go for it when you could go for SMUD. You'd be nuts to let paying PG&E those inflated prices when SMUD would be the better choice. Rolling Stone is talking about the races that Democrats are targeting, and one of them is the 4th Congressional District, and that is Charlie Brown and Deep Doolittle. And it looks like the Democratic, the DCCC is finally opened up its purse and is sending money to Charlie's campaign. This is a good thing. So let me remind you again, if you want to help Charlie on his campaign, you want to go to his website, charliebrownforcongress.org, send some money, volunteer money, or volunteer some of your time, and you'll be doing a really good thing for the campaign and for the state of California, and you'll be adding to the possibility that we will have investigative and subpoena power. And isn't that delicious? And don't you think it's kind of delicious the way this whole thing is coming down with Foley and with Hastert? Hastert says he's accountable for anything, and that and he threw his staff under the bus, and he had a press conference in a graveyard. Oh, we'll talk about that. More is coming out about that. Harry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Harry.
Yes. On the private versus public power, I believe you're right, and you have some error, too. During that phony energy crisis of 2001, PG&E and Southern California Edison made all the deals behind closed doors with Gray Davis, and that's why we threw him out. So, but your idea about going from regulation to deregulation and back to deregulation is flawed.
To regulation. We want to go back to regulated, so rate regulation.
Yeah, regulation, deregulation, then back to regulation. It's flawed. First off, in California, you have about 32 cities that own their own power, public power, and you have nationwide 2,000 cities that own their own public power. Every single one across America, public power is cheaper for residential and for small business customers, every single one. So going back to regulation is not the answer. Public power is the answer.
Okay, whatever it takes, Harry, if it's public
power. Yeah, but monopolies, and PG&E is a monopoly, so is Southern California Edison. Monopolies, by their very nature, are destructive of a true free enterprise system. If we have to have cheap power in order to have manufacturing and to have a successful society run by an economic system that runs by power. So we have to move towards public power nationwide and break up monopolies and build...
It takes. Harry, I'm going to jump in here because we need to take a break. But whatever it takes, whether it's public power or rate re-regulation, I'm with you on that. I thank you very much for pointing it out. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it looks like the weather is just going to be beautiful for the next couple of days. I'm happy because I don't feel very well. I like it when it's nice and warm. So, 82, 83, we're 79, and our traffic southbound 99. I suggest that probably not even going that way, southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. Mack Road, eastbound I-80 just west of Madison Avenue. There's a traffic hazard there as well. Northbound I-5 just north of eastbound I-80. And that's about it. Looking pretty good other than that. It's 438. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The Sacramento Philharmonic opens its 10th anniversary season on Saturday, October 14th at 8 p.m. in the Community Center Theater with the world premiere of Night Thoughts, a new work by world-famous composer and conductor Andre Previn. Commissioned by the Philharmonic in honor of internationally acclaimed painter and Sacramentan Wayne Thiebaud. The concert will be repeated on Sunday, October 15th in a 3 p.m. matinee at the Mondavi Center for the Performing Arts in Davis. Previn's musical versatility has made him familiar to millions of people around the world. Wayne Thiebaud gained national prominence in the 1960s with his sensuous images of cakes, pies, and other common objects. He is an esteemed faculty alumnus of Sacramento State University and UC Davis. Other works in the program include works by Dvorak, Ravel, and Haydn. Tickets are available at the Community Center box office, 916-264-5181, and the Mondavi Center at 866-754-ARTS.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. If you're just joining us, we are bringing you news. We have brought you news. We had Charlie Brown on earlier. We began the program with him because there's going to be a Doolittle Brown debate tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30 if you're a Starstream subscriber. But there is the possibility that there will be wider distribution. And if there is, we will let you know about it because some of you called in to say maybe Channel 10 will be streaming it, that there was something on the website about that. But Channel 10 is still scoping it out, so that hasn't yet been decided. But the moment we have any information about that, we will bring it to you. Also, the big news is that Arnold's MBA is not an MBA at all. He doesn't have an MBA. He hardly has an undergraduate degree, which he got for swimming and archery and life experience, and it was by correspondence. And it isn't this inflated degree that his resume indicates that he has. And do you think that will make any difference at all? And why isn't somebody going to town with this, like maybe Phil's campaign? Steve Maviglio, who has been helping out Fabian Nunez, is rejoining the Angelitas communications team, so I don't know what that means. Does that mean that they need his help and that they're in trouble? Does that mean that he's decided to give them an injection of adrenaline? What does it mean? We don't know. 349-1320, Mike in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike. Are you there? Hello, are you there? Not there.
Okay, all right.
Been having a problem. Thank you. All right. Not there. Okay, Mike. We're talking about also news coming out now that Richard Pombo, who this is also a targeted race by Democrats and apparently a lot closer than I have been led to believe, actually had a lot of lobbying ties with Jack Abramoff. So he denied that he had, but in fact the Abramoff people had been lobbying him and over a period of time, both directly and with members of his staff. One of the phrases that has come to mind, first of all, I got this from one of you, and here's what it is. What the Republicans have been saying about Democrats is that they want to cut and run. Well, guess what? The polls are showing that cut and run is not working anymore. But here is, I put out the call for what we can do to counter cut and run. And I got this from Nick. Nick said, I was thinking about your idea, and I came up with a progressive opposition to the bumper sticker catchphrase, cut and run. Lie and deny. He says, all the Republicans want to do is lie about the reasons they gave us for going to war and deny the fact that their war is a miserable failure. And this is Nick from Davis. So lie and deny as an antidote to cut and run. What do you think about that? And the phrase that came to me from these chicken hawks, I was thinking about this too. I was thinking that these guys, these chicken hawks that have sent other people's children into war, other people's children to their graves, really, other people's children into shattering disease, injury that will change their lives forever, because in this war, the kinds of injuries they're seeing are the kinds of injuries they have not seen previously. These are because of those who had the benefit of body armor and so on. There are all kinds of trauma that in the past you simply would not have survived it. So people are coming home shattered in a million pieces, emotionally, physically, mentally, you name it. I was thinking that the name, instead of calling these guys like Cheney and Bush and so on, chicken hawks, I think what we have to call them is war whores. They're war whores. That's what they are. They're big on war as long as they don't have to fight it, as long as they can send other people's children in to fight the wars. War whores. So lie and deny and war whores. Those are our phrases for the moment. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Polls are showing that the Foley case is alienating the public from Congress. Voters, this is a USA Today poll. Voters are showing that the scandal has pushed voters into the arms of the Democrats. Now, I think this is interesting. If it doesn't all fall apart between now and the election, and if the Republicans don't try to hack into the e-voting system and steal the thing outright, and if our memory holds up and some terror alert doesn't happen to push all of this off the front pages, this is a very interesting meltdown. Here was an administration, Republicans, they control everything. Didn't matter what they did wrong. It was like Teflon coating. They were riding high. Everything was going their way. And now they are in complete meltdown. All of their incompetence is there for the world to see. Even people who are disengaged don't think much of them. It's now safe for reporters to come out and say this is a group of people who are incompetent and are not doing the right thing. Most people don't believe Denny Hastert. They think he ought to resign. They think he knew all about what was going on with Mark Foley. A Capitol Hill sex scandal has reinforced public doubts about Republican leadership and has pushed Democrats to a huge lead in the race for control of Congress 4 weeks before Election Day. Well, 4 weeks, a lot can happen in 4 weeks. If there were some real major terrorist event, all of this would evaporate. And this is an administration that has used fear to manipulate you, us, and would go to any length to retain control. They don't want to be investigated. They don't want to lose power. They will do whatever it takes. And if a fake terror alert or some fake terrorist event is what it takes, believe me, they'll be right there doing it. So I think you have to brace yourself because they're not going gently into that good night. But in any event, according to the polls, in some of the polls, Dickey is at about 30%. In some, 34, 33, 32. He got a little bump from the 9/11 speeches and a bunch of speeches that he gave, and then afterward, that was it. It went back down. And you know who else? Dickey and Katie Couric are sort of in the same position because her ratings were big when she first started. There was a lot of curiosity, and they have continued to go down, 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 down. So they're going, they're trending down. They didn't, you know, they spiked in the beginning. And you would have thought, well, maybe they would find some level, but apparently they're still continuing to trend downward. I watched her. I was home one day, and I was able to see the newscast, and I don't know, it wasn't really working that well for me, but you might have some other thoughts about it. So Katie and Dickey, kind of in the same boat. Anyway, a Capitol Hill sex scandal has reinforced public doubts about Republican leadership. Democrats had a 23-point lead over Republicans in every group of people questioned, and this is the USA Today Gallup poll. Likely voters, registered voters and adults, on which party's House candidate would get their vote. That's double the lead Republicans had a month before they seized control of Congress in 1994, and the Democrats' largest advantage among registered voters since 1978. Nearly 3 in 10 registered voters said their representative does not deserve re-election, the highest level since 1994. President Bush's approval rating was 37% in the new poll, down from 44% shortly after 9/11, in September 15 to 17. And for the first time since the question was asked in 2002, Democrats did better than Republicans on who would best handle terrorism. 46% to 41%. So in this poll, 46% of the people questioned believe that Democrats would do a better job handling terrorism than Republicans. It's hard to see how the climate is going to shift dramatically between now and Election Day, said a former GOP aide on Capitol Hill. People just don't like inconclusive wars. The plummeting GOP ratings in the poll of adults taken come amid a series of events that have given Democrats ammunition to argue that the country needs a new direction. Well, let me put it this way. Here is what I want to say. Not only are the Republicans, could they hack into the voting machines, not only might the Republicans concoct a terrorist event, but the Democrats, God bless them, you give them all the ingredients to bake the cake, and they could fumble it too. These are the Democrats, they're suffering from an advanced case of Butterfingers. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. Tom in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. First of all, before I get to my point, I heard an early call. Is it true that Phil Angelides was found guilty of building on wetlands?
No, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Tom, you're the same guy. You're Kevin, aren't you? But now you're Tom on this call. So you know what? Please do us a favor and tell us the truth. 349-1320-866-620. You know, it's the same guy. He now calls with a different name. He's trying to indict Phil Angelides on something that Arnold Schwarzenegger is even more guilty of. And so he's trying to scam us. So please don't do it. The rule is you call once a day, and that's it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa Webb.
Yeah, Enid, I just wondered who you thought I sounded like right now. Just curious.
A foghorn.
Thank you so much. Or Montana, you know. Lisa Montana I've been known as, actually, so I can go either alias. That's right. The alias. The traffic, though, 99 southbound is just nice and slow. Please stay off it if you can. We have a three-car crash at Fruit Ridge Road, Sheldon, Mack Road, and it looks like Elk Grove Boulevard. That's stopping traffic. Also, Cap City Freeway going northbound just before Arden Way. We have a three-car crash there as well. Madison Avenue and I-80, two-car crash. Enid Live continues here at AM 1320. 20 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth according to Enid will set
set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
Right now, it's Sleep Trick.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you got all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Three four nine one three two zero is the number to call. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. We don't have a lot of time between now and the end of the hour, so let me get to your calls. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the fact that Doolittle has finally agreed to debate Charlie Brown. It's tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30, but you have to be in the area served by Starcast, but I think it's Starstream. It's a cable, and it's just sort of in Rockland and
Granite Bay and so on. So it's a pretty limited area. We're hoping that, that there's a wider distribution. We're hoping that maybe somebody like Channel 10 will be able to stream it, but we're not sure that that's going to happen. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. We're also talking about Arnold's bogus MBA. He doesn't have an MBA, and it's barely an undergraduate degree, and it was sort of cobbled together with correspondence courses, swimming, archery, a year's worth of life experience. I mean, gee, how come somebody hasn't really gone after him on this? Talk about resume inflation. James in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, James. James?
Yes, this is James.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
All right, what's on your mind, James?
Well, my position is when it comes to the war, I take more of a moderate response. I don't like the slogan cut and run because it makes Democrats sound like they're unpatriotic, and that bothers me. But I also don't like the concept of lie and deny. I think that what's best for our country is to find more of a middle ground. And I happen to believe that there are times where war is necessary. And if you look at the climate back when this war had begun, really, the
how can you defend how can you defend this war as being necessary? What did Iraq ever do to us in terms of 9/11?
Well, my point would be this, is that if you look back at the climate back in the day in which the war had begun, it was a climate in which our nation suffered a tremendous loss.
And Iraq had nothing whatever to do with it, James. Nothing whatever to do with it. The administration knew that it had nothing whatever to do with it. We should have stayed in Afghanistan, and we should have continued to go after Osama bin Laden. So how was it smart to go after Iraq and look at the horrible result? We're it's a civil war there. We haven't done anything but make things worse for ourselves and for that country.
I didn't hear exactly what you said.
Well, you know what? Review the tape, James. I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, Kathy and Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kathy.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Have the North Koreans done it again? A Japanese TV report, so far unconfirmed, says North Korea appears to have conducted a second underground nuclear test. The NHK network quotes government sources who say an earth tremor has been detected. An official at the Japanese Foreign Ministry says they're trying to confirm a second test. A South Korean official says their seismic monitors did not detect any tremors that could indicate a possible second North Korean nuclear test. No word yet from U.S. officials. Monday's test shook the world, but in explosive terms, CBS News correspondent David Martin reports it was kind of a dud.
North Korea still has a long way to go since this first test was something less than a total success. They expected a yield of 4 kilotons, but preliminary analysis based on seismographic readings puts it at less than a quarter of that goal, well under 1 kiloton.
With China now saying that punitive actions are in order, the Bush administration says it's in a better position than ever to confront Pyongyang. But former U.N. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke says enforcement is the key.
Hard, harsh truth is that the international community is going to be able to do very little about this in the short run. They can pass resolutions at the U.N., but only if the resolutions are tough and fully implemented would they work.
In Baghdad, U.S. warplanes fly overhead as the night sky is lit by flashes reminiscent of the early days of the war. Fire at an ammunition dump in the southern part of the capital touched off a series of explosions that shook buildings miles away. The U.S. military says no one's been hurt. It's not known whether the fire was accidental or the result of an attack. The election is 4 weeks away, and House Speaker Dennis Hastert is anxious to be done with the Mark Foley scandal.
We need to expedite this process, and we need to be able to find out, number one, if there's any problems in the past, people ought to come forward. And secondly, that we can ensure that this problem doesn't happen in the future, and I think that's an important piece of this.
And if anyone on his staff covered up, Hastert said they should not continue to have their jobs. On Thursday, the House Ethics Committee hears from Foley's former chief of staff, Kirk Fordham, who claims he alerted Hastert's office in 2003 or earlier. A former congressional page who says he received sexually explicit emails from Foley was interviewed by the FBI today. The 800-mile Trans-Alaska oil pipeline and the Prudhoe Bay oil field are temporarily shut down. BP spokesman Darren Boudreau says fiber optic communications were knocked out by stormy weather.
Whenever we get these high winds, and we've had 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds with gusts of 70 miles an hour, it can blow a lot of dust and debris that can collect on these insulators and create fault.
When that happens, operators might not be able to close valves by remote control in the event of a spill. On Wall Street, the Dow up 9 points to a new record close. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates from other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
An empty seat is a rare thing on a plane these days. As airlines cut their flight schedules, CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports the number of passengers getting bumped rose 40% in the second quarter.
The airlines are trying to fit more people on fewer flights. Aviation attorney Mark Pastrank is fighting back for passengers.
In the more popular flights, your chance of being bumped is pretty high, but the airlines don't disclose that. And to me, that non-disclosure is fraud.
They can control how many seats they sell and how many people they deny boarding to.
Thatcher Stone was bumped from a Christmas flight to a Colorado ski vacation.
They should be following the rules. And if they deny you boarding, then they should compensate you for your reasonable expenses.
His skis went to Colorado. He didn't. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
91-year-old Alan Stewart just graduated from law school in Australia. Stewart finished the 6-year course more than a year ahead of schedule. He said time is of the essence. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320's Left Channel.
Oh,
5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. If you were with us from the beginning of the program, and by the way, let me just tell you what's upcoming tomorrow. Elaine Petrocelli joins us talking about fall reading picks. She runs a terrific bookstore, one of the finest independent bookstores in the country. It is called Book Passage. There's a branch of it in the Ferry Building in San Francisco, but she is also in Marin County in Corte Madera, which is the main store. And here's what you don't know about the back channel. I mean, these important independent bookstore owners are very important to the publishing industry. And when there are manuscripts circulating around, they're the ones that the publishers get feedback from. And that's how I think the Da Vinci Code, one of the ways in which the Da Vinci Code really took off was through the intervention of people like Elaine Petrocelli. Anyway, she'll be joining us tomorrow. And Simon Winchester, distinguished author and journalist, will be joining us in studio on October 24. Here on Enid Live, AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. That's where you can find us, find the web page, the website where we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can always call me. It's always toll free at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. At the beginning of the program, because it has just been reported that Deep Doo Doo Doolittle finally agreed to a debate with Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown joined us, and that's going to happen tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30, but only in a very limited distribution, unless somebody streams it to cover a wider area. I think you have to be a subscriber to this cable service that serves Rockland and Granite Bay and so forth. And I think, what is it called? Starstream. It's called Starstream Communications. And the studios are at 4120 Citrus Avenue in Rockland. So either you go over there and hope that they set up a monitor in the parking lot, or I'm sure it'll somehow wind up, somebody's going to have to tape it. So it'll be distributed in some wider way, or go to a bar in a restaurant that is in the area serviced by Starstream. And anyway, it's 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night with all kinds of restrictions. So Doolittle, we're theorizing that the only reason Doolittle's going for this is that we know he's doing some polling, but we don't know what the poll results are. And very clearly what it looks like is it's not looking as good for Doolittle as he would like, so he feels forced into a debate. And he's doing it with the least amount of distribution possible. Now, I'm curious to know why you even do a debate at all when you're going for the least amount of distribution, but at least there are three moderators here, one of whom is David Whitney, who is, I think, heads the McClatchy Bureau in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's going to be a better setup than that dopey setup for the gubernatorial debate. So that's going on. The other piece of news that's going on is I was directed by one of the wonderful listeners to go to a website called GovernorGurleyMan.com, which talks about Arnold Schwarzenegger's purported MBA from the University of Wisconsin. And when I first saw that, I thought, God, that doesn't sound right to me. He has a degree from the university. I didn't even think he had a degree, let alone an MBA. He doesn't have an MBA. And he didn't go to the University of Wisconsin-Madison either. It was correspondence classes by a more satellite part of the university, University of Wisconsin Superior. He barely got an undergraduate degree, getting a year's credit for life experience in courses in archery and swimming. And he had cobbled together some credits from UCLA Extension and from Santa Monica College and from this and that and the other. And so he manages to get a degree. And he gets to pay in-state tuition, even though he's taking classes from sunny Santa Monica by mail. Isn't that amazing? And he comes in, and I guess he has a deal where he's sort of like part of the faculty, because he comes in irregularly to teach classes in muscle building and in nutrition. And so what the degree is in is a really gym fitness or fitness management or something like that. You know, managing a gym. That's what it's in. So when you compare that kind of education to Arnold's got a degree from Harvard, Phil has got a degree from Harvard, Phil Angelides, I mean, where is the comparison, and why hasn't somebody gone to town on this resume inflation, where he's inflating his educational credentials, which are barely, which are a little bit on life support, which seem a little on the anorexic side to me. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're also talking about the fact that PG&E has outspent SMUD by 21-1, almost $10 million to
to get you to vote if you're in that area that they want to be able to service Yolo County. I think they're, it's not just Yolo County, but anyway, they want you to go for PG&E. You want SMUD. That's what you want. We're also talking about the poll numbers. Scandal has pushed voters into the arms of the Democrats. Well, here's the problem. Democrats have notoriously butter fingers. So that's number one. Number two, this administration is not going gently into the good night, so you can imagine that a terror alert is going to be happening, you know, 2 seconds before the election. Number three, you wouldn't put past this administration hacking into the e-voting machines, which are very easy to hack and never leave any kind of fingerprints. But in poll after poll after poll, it's looking bad for the Republicans. I don't think Democrats should sit on their hands, however, because, as I said, I think that the Republicans will do whatever it takes to win. And here is something that absolutely astonishes me. Oh, the language. Those of us who like to write and appreciate the language, the antidote, says Nick from Davis, to cut and run is lie and deny. Lie and deny. That's what the Democrats should use. I'm using the phrase war horse. A war horse is somebody who is will happily send your child into battle, but won't go when called himself. And those are the chicken hawks of this administration. What they are is war horse. What do you think about that? I think that's pretty good. Not a horse, H-O-R-S-E, but a whore, W-H-O-R-E, war whore. 349-1320. I thought that was pretty good. 866-626-1320. All right. Remember when we're talking? I have these conversation about illegals, and there were all these demonstrations, and didn't you think that maybe the Democrats would start to register these illegals? Or not illegals, you can't register an illegal, but register the Hispanic vote? And you could see what a huge political statement was made when there were all these demonstrations going on? Well, can I tell you something? Nobody seems to have done anything. Nobody uphill climb registering Hispanics to vote. Despite an early show of political clout, little has been done to sign up immigrants for 2006. How did that happen? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. How is it that very little has been done to sign up immigrants, Hispanic immigrants, to vote in the 2006 election? How has that happened? I don't understand. Why the Democrats haven't made a greater outreach? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So you could explain to me why more effort hasn't gone into registering Hispanics. Worst week of ratings for Katie Couric. She's down there just like where Dickey is. Dickey's ratings are terrible. And the voters have shifted toward Democrats. And for the first time, people think that Democrats are better, you can trust them more in terms of terrorism and protecting us. The Foley scandal, more is happening here. Let me just tell you what the spin is and how they are going to conservative talk hosts, and I'll tell you what's going out to conservative talk hosts. That Democratic operatives, they have resurrected this story. The Democratic operatives exposed the Foley scandal. That's the number one story making the rounds. Number two story making the rounds, that it was all supposed to drop just before the election. Number three story making the rounds to conservative talk hosts is that Foley story was that a group called CREW, Citizens for Responsibility Ethics in Washington, got this information about Foley and sat on it for a long time and then just dumped it on investigators and on the FBI. CREW says that's not the case, and CREW put out a statement saying none of this is true. That the email messages, the lie is that the email messages between Foley and a former page had been in CREW's possession since as far back as April. The fact is, CREW received the emails on July 21 and promptly sent them to the FBI and no one else that same day. CREW did not discuss the email messages or their content with anybody else, and the FBI did nothing about it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The lie that's going out is that, CREW provided the FBI with incomplete information and heavily redacted emails
that crew refused to disclose the page's name and contact information to the FBI. The fact is that the emails that were sent by crew to the FBI were not edited or redacted in any way. The page's full name and email address were in the emails, as was the name and email address of the congressional staffer to whom the page was sending the emails. The lie that Conservative Talk Radio is putting out, the FBI investigation into Foley was hampered because crew refused to comply with the agency's request for additional information. The fact is that after crew sent the emails to the FBI, crew's only subsequent contact with the Bureau was one telephone call from the special agent to whom crew had sent the material confirming that the emails were from Representative Foley. Crew had no further contact with the FBI. Lie. Fox News' Sean Hannity said that crew had been bragging about the emails on its website as early as July 21. Fact is, crew had first posted the emails on September 29th, one day after ABC News reported on them. Another lie, that crew had been working with ABC on the Foley story and was reporter Brian Ross's source for the emails. The fact is, Ross told the New York Times he received the emails from Republicans. Crew was not involved in the broadcasting of his story. In fact, Ross didn't even know that crew had the emails until after he broke the story. Lie. Representative Mark Foley resigned from Congress after crew posted some of his email exchanges with a former page. Fact. Brian Ross from ABC News has reported that Foley resigned hours after ABC questioned him about the sexually explicit internet messages. Lie. The blog Stop Sex Predators is owned and operated by crew. Fact. Crew does not own, operate, or have any connection or involvement with Stop Sex Predators blog. Crew first heard of the blog and media reports after the Foley scandal broke. A lie. One of crew's funders, George Soros, was behind the Foley scandal and has been directing crew's involvement in the case. Fact. George Soros had no knowledge that crew had the Foley emails, nor does he have any input over crew's day-to-day activities. And you know what Rush is saying? Here's what Rush is saying. Rush is saying that, that you know what? No sex ever happened, so what's the big deal? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Donald. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Donald.
Hi, Enid. You know, the first thing I wanted to talk about, I had two things. With the immigrant population, one of the things I think the Democrats have to be careful about, that's a largely Catholic population, not all of them. And I have seen in the past where the churches have gone out and you know, the Catholic Church and said that you cannot vote for Democrats because of the abortion issue. And you know, again, as they move farther away from the church, there might be less of an issue. But I can see that being one of the problems why you don't necessarily want to rush out and then do an over-registration.
What do you mean? What's wrong with doing a registration?
Well, the problem is that these are pretty much wild-card voters. You cannot guarantee, just because the Republican Party is being giant jerks and treating them like caca, that they're going to go vote against their church, which says that, you know, these Republicans that are going
to... I think that if they are motivated to register, they're going to be more active politically. I don't know. I think... So your thought is you don't know how they're going to vote, so don't register them. That's what you're saying?
It could wind up biting us on the butt, the same way that the evangelicals. You would think that...
I don't know. The more you can register people, Democrat, you know, not a decline to state, not as a Republican, but as a Democrat, I think the more you stand to gain. So yes, if some people are just going to not vote because of the abortion issue, all right. But I think on the whole, you're going to benefit. So I don't think that should be a reason for not register. I think the Democrats just don't have it together.
Well, that is a possibility.
I think that is absolutely.
Over time.
I think that is absolutely the answer to that question. They simply don't have it together. If there's a better reason, I'd like to know what it is. What's the other thing you were thinking about?
There are other areas they could focus on besides that group. The other thing that I would say is, with the sloganeering, we're talking about war horror and deny and lie. We have to be very careful with those type of terms against moderates. They play really well with the progressive crowd, with us that are more informed. But I think with the average apathetic voter, it's going to look like name calling. And we have to be.
Oh well, what is cut and run then?
Well, see, the thing is with cut and run, though, they are able to control the media outlets that are giving this information.
Well, and if I say lie and deny, you're going to have a problem. Donald, you are being too wussy. People's lives are being lost, and I am not afraid. I am not afraid to call it the way I see it. And if these people are war whores, then that's what they are. I'm not afraid to say it. You might be afraid to say it, but I am not afraid to say it.
And I'm not afraid of the consequences of it because it's time somebody spoke up.
Hold on a second. The point is that we cannot win the election just on progressives. We have to play to the middle. And that's something like...
Well, that's what Charlie Brown... So Charlie Brown is not using the phrase war whore, but Donald, I am. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. I can tell you exactly why the Democrats aren't chasing the Hispanic vote, and because after the elections in Mexico, they found out that the only radical leftists for the Mexicans were down in Mexico City. It's a really large populated vote, but for the rest of the country and for the migrants that are typically from the north, it's not going to do them much good, and that's why they dropped the ball on it. The other fact is California, they were really adamant about having ID cards for voting and whatnot, and then that just kind of put the kibosh on things.
If you're legal, no, we're talking about people who are legal. We're not talking about illegals. We're not advocating voting if you're not here legally. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our traffic is a little murky. Northbound 65 of Blue Oaks. I know that's in Auburn, but that traffic hazard over there, three-car crash, is stopping traffic down. Westbound 50 just west of Bradshaw. I know we have one at I-5 and Laguna. Southbound I-5 just north of Garden and 26 at Elkhorn Boulevard. And it looks like the Southbound 99 is cleared up. What? That's very shocking, and I'm very proud of you guys. 522 tonight, lows 55, highs 83, 79. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you paying?
The Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me.
You and me is that
tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Want to keep up on what's going on in your community? Go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You'll find out about political happenings, cultural events, concerts, and more.
Really? They thought of everything.
Don't just sit there. Do something and make a difference.
Make a difference. If we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Find out how you can get involved.
And be sure to bookmark it.
The events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hello?
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed. Prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection. Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you. With high-quality personal care. At an affordable cost. Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
All my friends, my little rider,
Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Here's a headline I love. Dennis Hastert vows accountability in Page scandal. Oh, you can really take that one to the bank. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Linda in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Enid. Can you hear me?
I can. Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay. I'm calling in regarding your comments about the Democrats not being out there registering new voters.
Well, they're not out there registering Hispanic voters, and nor apparently are the Republicans. So tell me why that is.
Well, I know that Ralph Seifert out of the Northeast Democratic headquarters has been at almost every event, including the big May the 1st rally at the Capitol, all day long registering voters. He is, and his supporters and friends of his are registering newly sworn in citizens Wednesdays early in the morning, and he is at everything registering voters.
Is he just but that's great. Is he just a one-man band, or has he got some other?
No, he trains people on how to do voter registration. And they're working very hard out at that headquarters to send people out. I mean, they've got people going out to Walmart and all kinds of places, normally unfriendly territory.
Well, my source for this story is the Wall Street Journal, and they're saying that nationally. So maybe your friend is doing a good job here in this area. But nationally, despite all this political clout in the demonstrations, very little has been done to sign up immigrants for 2006. So even I'm glad that the effort is going on here, but apparently it's not going on in very many other places.
Well, I can only speak to what's happening locally, and I just wanted you to be aware. As a matter of fact, his efforts even garnered him an award from the Central Democratic Committee because of what he has been doing the last few years.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And tell us his name again.
Ralph Seifert.
Ralph Seifert. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay,
good effort on his part. And thank you for informing us, Linda. I appreciate
it. Bye.
Bye. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Ray in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray. Ray?
Yeah, hello, Enid.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm taking issue on the last caller, a couple of callers back, which is talking about the people from central Mexico are more radical than the people from northern Mexico. You know, that doesn't come into account. We're here in the United States, and we are voting. The establishment might as well get used to the fact that we are. There's a lot of us that we're voting. We're going to change things. You may not see it, may not be out there, but there's a lot of us. I mean, I've got family. All my family votes.
Well, I'm delighted that they do, but
we are all Democrats, and we're not pro Schwarzenegger.
Well, here's what the Wall Street Journal is saying. The Democrats have cornered the majority of the Hispanic vote in the past three presidential elections, but each time by a smaller and smaller margin. Most worrisome for Democrats is that the fastest growing part of the Hispanic community, those who mainly speak Spanish, has been most inclined to vote Republican.
Can I cut in there? You know what? That's what they want you to think.
Well,
I read this all the time about the sleeping giant not voting. That is all a bunch of. Because why don't I ever get polled? I never get. Nobody ever calls me for my opinion, and I don't know where all this polling people get.
So what you're saying? From. You're saying, Ray, and I assume you're Hispanic.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm Hispanic. I'm Mexican.
You're Mexican. All right. So what you're saying is
Mexican-American.
You're saying that the people you know, friends and family, are registered to vote and are very interested politically.
Yes, very much so. That's why I can't understand why they wouldn't. I think that the media would like for you to think that. That's why they put all this negative information out there so that people can think that way, and it's not that way. Not, you know, I live here. I know what's going on.
Well, I am glad that you called in to set the record straight, and I thank you for doing it, Ray. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ray is saying that he's a Mexican-American, and the people he knows are interested politically and are registered to vote. But what the Wall Street Journal is reporting is that lots of Hispanics have not been registered to vote who are eligible to vote, and that neither party has done a whole lot about signing them up. So, if you know, it seems like it's a no-brainer for the Democrats. Where have they been? Also, no massive ad campaign yet for the Kings, for the arena. The only, and I love this, we haven't talked about the arena in a few days, but I love this. The only contribution the Maloofs have made to this campaign was buttons and other paraphernalia, about $9,000 worth of buttons. You know what? They want you to pay for it. They'll provide a few buttons. They're happy to sell you a hot dog for $50 and parking for $10 or $20. They'll throw a few buttons into if you pay for this facility, the arena. Don't be misled. Don't you do it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to talk about this because in the wake of the Foley scandal, there are some other stories that are just amazing. In New Jersey, the state Supreme Court ruled that a 12-year-old who experimented by playing doctor with his half-brother must register as a sex offender under Megan's law, even though there was no overt sexual motivation in his actions. Let me give you that again, because this defies belief. The New Jersey State Supreme Court ruled, and I don't know how they found out, that a 12-year-old was playing doctor with his half-brother. And what went on, and how it came to their attention, I don't have those details. But the State Supreme Court in New Jersey ruled that a 12-year-old who experimented by playing doctor with his half-brother must register as a sex offender under Megan's law, even though there was no overt sexual motivation in his actions. In the 6-0 opinion, the justices all said Megan's law extends beyond purely sexual offenses and sweeps in other offenders who target children. And I think he might have to register it as a sex offender, this 12-year-old. I'm not sure. The legislation is so broad that a 12-year-old... Now, I bring this up as a contrast to the Republicans who say, what's the big deal with Foley? He actually did not have sex with these pages when they were underage. He waited until they got to be 21 before he started trolling for them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And they're still trying to blame the Foley scandal on Democrats, that it's all meant to drop right before the election, and that the Democrats are involved in exposing the Foley story. They're still floating that one. Ryan in Rancho Murrieta. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ryan. Ryan?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call today. First of all, I wanted to comment on the Bill, if I could briefly.
The what?
The Foley scandal.
Okay.
First of all, I want to, you know, kind of defend the media to a certain extent to say that they can only really report the information that they're given. And there's only so much that they can do. This whole Foley incident, I'm sure the Republicans would love to pass it off on the Democrats as another scandal that Clinton overlooked somehow. However, my point is geared more towards accuracy in the media. And I wanted to pass along to your audience that I was able to do some research recently. And I uncovered some SEC documents that show very clearly that a relative of our president, Neil Bush, actually sits on the board of directors of the company who holds the insurance policy for the World Trade Center. And I'd like to take your...
What does this have to do with Foley?
It doesn't have a lot to do with Foley.
It has nothing to do with Foley.
It has to do with accuracy in the media. And
no, it doesn't. It has to do with you decided that somehow the World Trade Center was brought down by President Bush, and this shows you that the insurance policy was held by his brother?
Yes. The SEC documents state that Neil Bush is on the board of directors of the company who holds the insurance policy.
Well, that wouldn't be a very good thing if you're insuring a building that's just been blown up. That's not so good for the insurance company, is it?
It just brings about a lot of questions with regards to...
Yes, but would that be good for the insurance company?
It depends on who gets to claim the...
If you're the insurance company, you got to pay the claim.
Yes.
So, I mean, it seems to me that wouldn't really be a very good thing. He hung up because he's a conspiracy person. Oh, my goodness. You know, here's what's great about live radio. You never know what's going to happen. You just tune in and things happen. It's really an improvisation from start to finish. We think we're going somewhere, but sometimes we get hijacked and we go someplace else. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of that flea market of ideas that calls itself Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the stuffed up Lisa West right here on AM 1320. Thank you very much. You're doing heroically, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so we have northbound 99 at Sheldon Road, Hazel Avenue at Greenback Lane. We have a two-car crash. Westbound 50 just west of Mather Field. And a hit-and-run, as we are, the hit-and-run capital of the universe at, Wanway and a Palmera and westbound 50 just west of Mather Field. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Want to get to the next?
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about how the Republicans are trying to spin it, that it was the Democrats who were somehow responsible for the Foley scandal. There are a bunch of lies that are being circulated to conservative talk radio, which means 99.9% of talk radio, that somehow the Foley scandal was supposed to drop right before the election. Benny Hastert has vowed accountability in the Page scandal. He says that there is no room on his staff for anyone who covered up complaints. So he threw his staff under a bus. Meanwhile, he's too fat to be thrown under a bus. He weighs too much. You get a hernia if you try to throw him anywhere. And he's taking no responsibility. He is going to, they need him apparently for the reelection effort. I really think he's helping to bring him down. But I'm sure that the Republicans have some kind of a thing up their sleeve that they're going to try to use right before the election. So in any event, he's not going anywhere. He's not going into that good night by the time there's any kind of an investigation that points the finger at him. And the lies are unraveling. All the stories, the Denny Hastert stories, they continue to unravel. The timeline continues to change. He didn't know. Now somebody complained two or three years ago. That was the first story. Then it turns out they complained in 2000. Then it turns out that there were complaints in 1995. And that everybody pretty much knew that Foley was a problem. But Dennis Hastert didn't. Somehow he didn't know. I think he just didn't want to know. That's what's going out to conservative talk radio, if you have been listening to conservative talk radio. The polling continues to be horrible for the Republicans. The president's approval ratings hover, depending on the poll you're looking at, in the 30s. The only Republican who's doing well is Arnold. And we find out that his degree that's supposed to be an MBA from the University of Wisconsin-Madison isn't an MBA at all. And it wasn't from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, according to the information I have. It comes from a satellite part of the university in Superior, Wisconsin. And it was largely correspondence, and he took swimming and archery by correspondence, which I don't know how you get credit for swimming and archery and correspondence, but in any event, and he got a year's worth of credit for life experience. And he cobbled together some credits from, Santa Monica College and UCLA Extension and here and there and the other thing. And at 32 years old, he was a fourth-year senior, they said. This is the way it's been described. Now, my question is, why has nobody gone after this? Why haven't the Democrats gone after Arnold on this? Phil, after all, is a graduate of Harvard, which some people will say that he doesn't miss an opportunity to let you know. Well, I think it's great that he's gone to Harvard. It means he's gone to a really good school. And he has a degree from Harvard. Here's Arnold, who has a degree from someplace almost like, he sort of cobbled together something. And he has let his people inflate it to make it sound like it's an MBA and that it's in an international economics. It's in gym management, fitness management. That's really what it's in. And he took these classes by correspondence and somehow managed it from California, and somehow he manages to get in-state tuition. He manages to pay only in-state tuition. So how did that happen? And then there are other things on the website that are talking about the legality in the early days of his of being an immigrant, whether he was here legally or he wasn't quite legal, that he was doing things that you're not supposed to do. If you're an immigrant, 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. And my question is, why isn't Phil's campaign using that information? Surely I'm not the first person to bring it to their attention. I'm getting it from some of you who are sending it to me. So I'm wondering why the Democrats aren't really going to town with all of that. Also, just to remind you that Doolittle has consented to debate Charlie Brown, and that's going to happen tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30 in a setting almost as restricted as the gubernatorial debate on Saturday night. There'll be better questioners than what we had. We had the most ridiculous focus group kind. Here's what I want to say about focus groups. The focus groups determine the question in the gubernatorial debate on Saturday night. And they had a bunch of focus group participants upstairs talking to the moderator, who did a pathetic job. He did a really tragic job of moderating. He was very school marmish and highly irritated, and directed most of his irritation at Phil, if you'll notice, and not too much of it at Arnold. And for the record, the moderator is an 18-year veteran Republican, had been a Republican legislator. And supposedly, there was no time limit on the answers, and then he started to get, irritated at Phil, and so he started to impose a time limit. And the question, focus group was deciding which questions should be asked and when they should move on. And here's what I want to say about focus groups. You use them when you have no vision and when you have no leadership. I'm sure they can be useful sometimes, but let me say this. When you know how things ought to be, when you have a very strong sense of vision or leadership or imagination, you don't need the focus groups. If you have a good gut, and years ago they did some research on people who are really successful, and what they found out is that people who are really successful are very intuitive. So if you have that kind of makeup, the focus group is kind of a cover your behind situation, where you say when something doesn't work out, well, you know, we tested it, we had all this positive feedback, and you know, nobody wanted a two-headed giraffe. Well, gosh, we thought it would be really good. It would appeal to this side and that side, the left side and the right side. And then we thought that two-headed giraffe would really sell well. But you know what happens to the two-headed giraffes in marketing, in product development? I'll tell you where they wind up. They all wind up at Big Lots. Have you ever gone to Big Lots? Big Lots, to my amazement, is publicly traded on the New York Exchange, New York Stock Exchange. But if you ever wanted to find out about what didn't work in American marketing, all you have to do is go to Big Lots. You can be a marketing anthropologist by going there. Because everything that didn't work and that they couldn't sell winds up at Big Lots, and you get it for next to nothing. So that two-headed giraffe that the focus group said were going to be really, really great, wound up being not very successful at all. And so what you're doing with focus groups is you're looking at the past and not the future. The example I've used is before Rush became Rush, could any focus group have said, when you said, what do you want in the way of talk radio that will be successful, could they have said, this is what I want. I want Rush. Well, he didn't exist yet. And until something exists, a lot of people haven't the imagination to envision it. Now, some people do. There are some people who have great imaginations, and they could see that something can come to pass. And you know they can make it happen. And the one thing that begins to make something happen is that you just do one small thing in the direction that you want to go. There is a quote by Goethe, which I wish I had in front of me, but some of you probably have it. You see it a lot. But when you start to finally go in the direction that you think you should, it has boldness and magic to it. It brings in all these unseen forces. And if you're on deadline, which I have been from time to time, maybe writing a piece, which I don't do a whole lot of lately, and I'm sort of stuck for ideas, or if you're in a project and you're stuck for an idea about how to proceed next, do something small. I used to just sharpen pencils or straighten up the papers, the thing that you had to do next. Put them on your desk. And then somehow, just that small act of moving you forward, the small, inconsequential act of moving yourself forward does move yourself forward. It sort of lets the unconscious know that you got a problem to solve and help. Yikes, I need your help. And then somehow an answer comes. So, when people who have this vision, this ability to really see how something can come together, even if there doesn't seem to be a possibility in the world, you would be amazed at how things can come together when you think that there's no way this can come together. There is absolutely no way that this can happen. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So don't get me started about focus groups, because they very much determine a lot of what happens in broadcast. And I don't think that the focus groups have materially improved a lot of broadcast, to tell you the truth. But what do I know? You might have a different view about this. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Looking good tonight at right around 55, highs 82, 83, and we're going to see highs tomorrow about the same the next couple of days. On through the weekend, though, I think 78, 79, but still nice. We might see some sprinkles, which I'm looking very much forward to. Traffic, looking southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. It's pretty slow over there. And by Fruit Ridge Road and by Elk Grove Boulevard, Hazel Avenue and Greenback Lane, we have a two-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
For a limited time.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to hallswindowcenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Five 53 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been having a pretty political conversation today. The Republicans are blaming the Democrats for leaking the Foley information, and that's intensifying. Denny Hastert said he's going to hold whoever's accountable, exempting himself, of course, so he threw his staff under the bus. You have the Doolittle finally agreeing to debate Charlie Brown tomorrow. Starstream, if you're a Starstream cable, you're the only people who are going to be able to see it unless Channel 10 or somebody are able to stream it, and so far that hasn't been determined. One of you, Nick from Davis, said the antidote to cut and run is lie and deny. I like that. And I am calling these chicken hawks war horse, and some of you don't like that. You think that that will alienate moderates. Do you think it will it alienate moderates? I don't know about that. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Eric in Fair Oaks. You're live with Enid. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Speaking of chicken hawks, Dan Lundgren, you talked about an hour ago about the cardboard cutout of John Doolittle.
Yes, if he won't appear at any of the debates, let's get a cardboard cutout of him. You know, they're doing that, by the way, in the military. When your father is gone to serve in the military, they have these cardboard statues of your father, and it's called Flat Daddies. So, and it's very comforting to little kids, I guess. So they haul Flat Daddies off to the soccer game. They haul him. Maybe they put him in the bedroom with Flat Mommy. I don't know.
There actually is a cardboard cutout of Dan Lundgren.
There is?
For the Bill Durston campaign.
Yes.
And it made its first appearance when Max Cleland was appearing in Elk Grove on last Saturday and was a big hit.
So what happened? What happens? Does Durston talk to Lundgren, but Lundgren doesn't talk back because he's a flat Lundgren?
Well, he's always a flat Lundgren.
Yes, I know. That's true.
I wasn't there to attend the event. But my question to you is...
Yes.
You know, Lundgren is such a wuss. Can I use that on the air?
Yes, you absolutely can. Wuss is legal.
His campaign is howling about the debate last Thursday because they complained that he wasn't being treated respectfully. Oh, no.
But wait a minute. Yeah. But, you know, if his supporters had shown up, there would have been a more of an equal distribution. The sense I had from reading the reporting about it is that it was more Durston supporters and Lundgren supporters.
Well, here's the deal, too. I was at the town hall, quote-unquote, town hall meeting with Lundgren about a month and a half ago in Old Town Fair Oaks, and it was about 75% Durston supporters, and... who were very respectful of the congressman and of the other participants. But when Durston's supporter got up to ask a question, the Lundgren supporters would boo that person, tell them to shut up and sit down.
Really?
They're very disruptive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're just as boorish as the candidate, aren't they?
Yeah, well, he was sweating.
He's always sweating. He's sweating bullets. You know what? They put a picture of bullets right under his armpit on that flat Rundgren because he's always sweating bullets.
Well, my question to you and the listeners is...
As a chicken hawk, he's a war horse sweating bullets. Don't you think that that's appropriate?
Bagger, chicken hawk, he's a lot of things, but...
yes. But he's been made very well, but he got the endorsement of the bee, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, that's another story. But my question to you and the other listeners is... Do you think that cardboard cutout could be used to political advantage to try to get some attention on this campaign, which is being ignored by the mainstream media? And if so, how?
What do you mean? Take it, truck it around?
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Australia's foreign minister says his government has very real concerns that North Korea will conduct a second nuclear test soon, but apparently it hasn't happened yet, despite a Japanese TV report that the Tokyo government was checking reports of seismic activity. Officials there and elsewhere now cast doubt on the report, but there has been a magnitude 6.0 earthquake in northern Japan. So far, no word on damage or injuries, but officials say there's no danger of a tsunami. Analysts now say North Korea's test on Monday did not live up to expectations, but former UN nuclear inspector David Albright thinks it did advance them toward their goal of putting nuclear warheads on missiles.
They need to be able to convince the United States that if there is a military strike against nuclear facilities in North Korea, they can, in essence, nuke U.S. military assets in Japan.
There's a spectacular fire at a U.S. base in southern Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
A military spokesman at the forward operating base called Falcon says the fire is still burning and they're working to determine what caused it. It set off huge explosions that lit up the night sky from detonating tank and artillery ordnance. The spokesman says there are no reported injuries and everyone was moved to a safe location. This is an area near Dora where the U.S. military has been conducting security operations. Just hours before the fire, a bombing outside a bakery there killed several people waiting in line to buy bread. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Earlier, the U.S. command confirmed the deaths of three more Marines and two soldiers in Iraq. Speaking again today about the Mark Foley email scandal, House Speaker Dennis Hastert said he still doesn't think anyone on his staff did anything wrong.
In 2020 hindsight, probably you could do everything a little bit better.
If it turns out there was a cover-up, Hastert said those involved will have to go. Today, CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports FBI agents in Oklahoma City questioned a former congressional page who says he got sexually charged instant messages from Foley.
The FBI will likely want to know more about those email exchanges and also when this former page had those exchanges and why he didn't turn them over sooner, if he didn't, to somebody in a position of authority.
The news about home heating bills gets better. Yesterday, the natural gas industry said prices will be down this winter, and today, government forecasters said temperatures will be up.
El Nino is back. Warm conditions in the Pacific. So for America's winter,
the trends do favor warmth coast to coast.
Michael Halpert of the government's Climate Prediction Center says specifically the likelihood of warmer than normal winter temperatures
extends from the southwest up across the whole west, the northern plains, and this year into the northeast.
And typical of El Nino winters,
wet in the southwest and in the southeast.
These are averages. We could still see some cold and dry spells. John Hartsey, CBS News. Washington.
The Dow rose to a new record today, 11,867. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Responding to the recent bloodshed in America's schools, the White House today convened a conference of educators, law enforcement officials, and security experts.
Violence prevention is the main issue, but the meeting has also heard about healing emotional scars. First Lady Laura Bush says children cannot learn if they worry about their safety.
Acts of school violence are not isolated incidents. Reports of one school shooting can disturb children and teachers in classrooms around the country.
Mrs. Bush believes preparedness drills can ease children's fears. She points to the lessons of 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina, saying children who endure trauma heal when normalcy replaces chaos. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Without Ed Benedict, there might not have been a Fred Flintstone, Huckleberry Hound, or Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear.
Benedict was the master animator who brought those cartoon characters to life. He's died at 94. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live, the Lucky Tuesday edition of I Am Yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays. I'm always here for you. We are always on call for you. And you can join the conversations always toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And if you click on my page, you can, find out who the upcoming guests are and any kind of things that we have to share with you. And, of course, if you become a Left Channel Legionnaire, we're trying to inveigle you to do that with all kinds of prizes and blandishments and gifts and things that you can win. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. Tomorrow, Elaine Petrocelli joins us from Book Passage talking about fall reading picks. And the 24th, Simon Winchester, distinguished author and journalist, will be with us in studio. We've been talking about a lot of things, a lot of politics, and I'm going to add to the conversation. I'm going to move it along. But what we have been discussing, first of all, we began with Charlie Brown today unexpectedly announced that Doolittle finally agreed to debate Charlie, and that's going to happen tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30. But you have got to be a cable subscriber of Starstream, and it's in the Rockland, Granite Bay area, and otherwise you're not going to. There may be a possibility that you'll see it, and I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to. You'll see it after the fact. But we think it's probably going to be the only debate that Doolittle will do. We think he's polling. We think that the reason he finally agreed to do the debate is that his poll numbers are not good. Charlie's finally getting money from the National Democratic Party, which is a very good thing, so that they see that he really has a good chance of winning here. And I think Doolittle is in serious trouble, never mind that Dickey, whose approval ratings are pretty low. It shows you how low Doolittle is. He had Dickey, whose approval ratings are, lower than snake poop in a wheel rut, come in to raise some money for him. He has vastly more money than Charlie does. But I kind of think Charlie might win it. In any event, if we find out that it's going to be streamed anywhere, if you happen not to be in the Starstream cable district, the district that's covered by Starstream cable, we will let you know. So that's what we began with. And we have also been talking about Arnold's fake MBA. He doesn't have an MBA, and he doesn't have it from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is what is usually on his resume, and his degree is sort of cobbled together, life experience, correspondence courses, swimming, archery. It's sort of like in gym management is what it is. And I don't know why Phil, who's a graduate of Harvard, hasn't gone after Schwartzy on that. 1-349-1320. I'm sure they're all doing opposition research, and I'm sure that appears somewhere. It's also being reported that the Democrats have not really, nor have the Republicans, gone after Hispanics to try to sign them up. You have until October the 23rd to register to vote. So if you've been sitting on the fence, please do it. If you decide to stay home, at least you have the option. But go there, go and register to vote. This is an important election coming up. All the polls are showing that people can't wait to flock into the arms of Democrats. But, Democrats have butter fingers. And who knows what terror alert the Republicans are going to concoct before the election, and who knows what kind of hacking they might do. So I don't think you can take anything for granted. The B, Smut and YOLO, yes. So it turns out that PG&E has outspent Smut 21-1. They've spent almost $10 million trying to get you to let them take over, be your provider in Yolo County, and the expansion by SMUD into PG&E territory is what's going on, and I think you should let SMUD do it. SMUD, you're going to pay so much less. You're going to get so much better more of a bang for your buck. I don't think there's even any question about it. And the fact that PG&E has spent so much, first of all, tells you how much money is at stake for them, and secondly, how badly they need this and want this. Don't let yourself be manipulated by PG&E. A Texas jail in the war between the sexes. What does this tell us? Three county inmates in this little Texas jail are wearing pink. The inmates in this Texas jail are forced to wear pink jumpsuits, pink slippers, and pink sheets. They have pink bars and pink walls, and they don't like it. It's a tiny jail. It's cramped. But the warden or the sheriff believes that putting them in pink uniforms, and you know what, this is probably guys being put into pink uniforms, will make them not commit a crime again. So here, if you think that equality has finally happened, you can forget about it. Men, as Susan Sontag once famously said, never have forgiven women for being their mothers. So if you put men in pink, the idea is that it's so girly that it'll encourage reform. You got any thoughts about this? 349-1320. This is what happens when you have no ideas. You know, when nobody had any ideas about education, they thought putting students in uniforms was going to change the whole system. Now, since nobody has any ideas about how to deal with crime and prison reform, and instead of warehousing prisoners, actually doing something that will keep recidivism at bay, they're going to put them in pink uniforms. If you're in Arizona, you know that guy in Mariposa, but is it Maricopa County? I forget. In Arizona, that sheriff, he gives them the worst kind of food, Spam that's green, you know, bologna that's on the turn. He hopes that'll keep them from returning to jail. 349-1320, as though it were irrational. People are rational when they're committing crimes. Lisa in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I live in District 4, and I'm a little that I'm not going to be able to see the debate with Charlie and Doolittle. Any way that you folks can pick that up live? Is it paid with public funds?
It's through a Starstream cable. And, excuse me, there's some talk, but we haven't confirmed it yet because I think they're still scoping it out. There's some talk that Channel 10 is trying to be able to stream it live. So that's all I know so far.
Has anybody looked to see if Starstream Cable has any connections with Doolittle or if a parent company has donated to his campaign?
I don't know anything about that. I think they picked the least, a kind of situation where, of all the invitations, it's the one that's probably the most restrictive, sounds to me, because there are not all that many subscribers.
It's just disappointing that as a voter, I don't get to see the person that is currently holding the seat and is running for the seat. It's just
running for the seat by the seat of his pants. That guy?
Oh yeah. Well, he's kind of a horse's behind, and we all know there's only one thing that comes out of a horse's behind.
Well, you already know how you're going to vote, which is a good thing, Lisa. But I would love to see the debate because I think it would be great theater, and it's very possible that it will happen. So even if we don't get to see it in real time, my guess is that it will. That the supporters, the Charlie Brown supporters, are going to, you know, how hard is it to TiVo something or to tape it and make it available one way or another on your website?
Well, that's a good idea. I really hope we actually get to see this.
I'm really disappointed too because I'd like to be able to see it myself.
Okay, well, take care.
Yeah, and if we haven't, keep listening, because as additional information becomes available about who's going to carry it and who's not, you'll hear it here on AM 1320. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Mary in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about the prison garb that you were talking about.
Yes, pretty and pink.
Right. And I think it's a good idea because it would be nearly to impossible to look intimidating in a pink outfit, whether you're intimidating another prisoner or you're trying to look tough, you know, to one of the prison guards. And I think that's the main reason why they are doing that.
Do you think it would work? I mean, these guys are impervious. These are sociopaths and psychopaths. You think they care if they're wearing pink?
I think it would affect them because it's the image. You have to project this fierce intimidating image, and there's no way you can do it wearing pink.
You don't think?
No. Well, just think of someone, you know, if you're out on the street and some...
Well, maybe they should, you know what, maybe they should embroider a little lace on there, too, on those uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? A little bit of lace? How about that?
That might... That
we'll make those guys. How about making those guys wear bras? How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. A man, as they used to say on Seinfeld, a man's ear. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Can I tell you something? I am so cheesed off when I'm in the checkout line. And somebody's buying something for 39 cents and they whip out a plastic. Does nobody carry cash anymore? Everybody's using plastic for the dumbest little purchases. Unless you're getting frequent flyer miles, credit cards make under $25 purchases tantalizingly easy. And then, here's the story. You're in credit card hell for the rest of your life for these short of cash for coffee. Short of cash for a pack of gum, credit card companies are doing everything that they can to make all these small ticket purchases as fast as possible. Card companies are increasingly allowing no signature transactions for purchases of less than $25 at movie theaters, pharmacies, convenience stores, and fast food restaurants. Their goal is to speed up the checkout process and get more people to pay for everyday items with plastic. But as the amount of small-dollar items charged to cards balloons, consumer groups are alarmed that the quick and easy no-signature transactions could push people deeper into debt. I mean, I just think it's silly that you don't have any money in your pocket and you're using a credit card for everything. I think it's easy to push yourself into debt. I'm with the consumer credit, you know, people on this. Already the average U.S. household credit card balance has risen 76% over the past decade to over $9,000. Over $9,000. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Carl in West Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Carl.
How are you this evening?
I am perky as usual, Carl. Thank you.
Is the pink jumpsuits for the prisoners, is that real?
It's a real story. I didn't make it up. This is in a little jail in Texas.
Your previous caller made the comment that they'd be less intimidating. If a guy was wearing a tutu with a shotgun in my face, that's not going to make him less intimidating. I think what's going to happen is they're going to get sued for cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, no. You guys are so sexist. You mean just the color? A color belongs to one sex or another?
No. I don't feel that way, but I think the prisoners, they look for anything. I mean, there's guys on death row that make 30 appeals when they know they killed a person. They just want to mess with the system because the system's messing with them.
Well, so you don't think that...
What do you expect? Bush came out of Texas.
Well, you know, in Texas, can I tell you, they impose the death penalty so often, and for such little crimes. You steal a frozen chicken in Texas. Before that thing defrosts, you got the death penalty by lethal injection, and that's it for you. And you get these court-appointed attorneys who, when they fall asleep in the middle of your trial and sleep, this is a true story. There have been cases, these are capital cases, where the attorneys have fallen asleep for most of the trial, and their clients, get the death penalty. There's no retrial because of that. Incompetent representation. I'm not making that up, Carl.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Well, all right. So, what do you think? The pink uniforms? Is this going to work? Or are we adding two?
No, they won't do any good whatsoever.
Well, this is
going to make them look prettier. Have a nice night.
Put lipstick on a pig. Thank you, Carl. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Let me ask you a question. Since pink uniforms aren't going to do it, putting lipstick on a pig isn't going to do it, putting your prisoners in tutus isn't going to do it, or a man's ear and with lace, how about paying for good behavior? Would that work? There is a movement afoot to fight against poverty, to pay people for good behavior, to pay students if they get good grades, to pay you to not go to the, you know, not commit a crime, to pay you for good behavior. Would that incentivize somebody who was not going to, you know, would that incentivize you if you're, let's say, a student, anybody who's listening who's in the student, you know, high school age, college age, Would getting paid so much per grade by the school incentivize you to make better grades? Would it? That's my question. A lot of people are living below the poverty line. It may be that some people who are living below the poverty line or are living in really awful situations don't know how to make good decisions. You know, I mean, let's say it the way it is. Maybe that's the reason they became poor. Not everybody. Some people are victims of the system and so on. But sometimes people are at the really bottom of the barrel because they don't really have the muscles to cope, and they don't make very good decisions for themselves. And every decision they make puts them deeper and deeper into the bottom of the barrel. Now, I don't know how we teach making good decisions, but should we pay for good behavior in the classroom, in the office? What do you think about that? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jessica in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Good. I wanted to make a comment in regards to what you were saying about everyone using plastic now and not carrying cash around.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people are using the debit cards, the credit cards, the ATM cards and everything because of the fact that they might be a little bit worried about being robbed or being pickpocketed and losing the cash and everything, whereas with plastic, at least you know that it's there and that it's not going anywhere.
Do you think that's the reason?
I think that might have a little something to do with it, because I'm very clumsy when it comes with putting things in my purse and everything, and sometimes money falls out, and then I'm like, oh, no, where did that 20 go? And with the ATM cards or the credit cards, mainly with the ATM cards, you know that money is right there. It's always going to be there.
Well, if you're clumsy, aren't you afraid of losing the ATM card or the credit card? Because the point is that the credit card companies are trying to make it really easy for you to make purchases under $25 and put it on your card and get yourself into hock. And I'm going to tell you, getting out a credit card hell is hell. It's like quicksand. You know, you make a payment, but it barely covers the interest a lot of times, and it's just a mess.
I'm in that boat right now as well as far as credit card debt and everything. But,
How did you get into credit card debt, Jessica?
It was using the credit card for things that I didn't have cash for, and
Was it worth it? Looking back on it, was it worth it? Were these really essential expenses?
At the time, at the position that I was in, yes, I did need to use my credit card. I wasn't working or anything like that, so little things like that. But I lost my train of thought.
All right, let me ask you, what percentage of interest are you paying on your credit card debt?
I think right now it's 21%.
Oh, yeah. My God. So that means that a fifth more you're paying everything that you bought, that the bargain that you bought for $10 is really, you really paid, what is it? My math is falling apart. $2 extra for it, I guess, or so. You're paying 20% more for everything that you have because of the rate of interest, which means it's going to be real. What can I ask you how bad the credit card debt is? Do you want to tell us?
It's not that bad. I only took out one credit card, thankfully, and it's only like maybe $600 is my credit limit.
Well, get it paid off, because that $600 will easily add 20% to that, and over time it's even more than that. Please try to get that paid off as quickly as possible. That's the worst thing, to carry credit card debt if you can avoid it.
I am definitely trying to do that. My boyfriend and I, he's been so great. He's been helping me pay it and everything. But I did just want to add in, throw in that comment that a lot of people do use it for fear of just losing.
All right, but see, the downside of it is it becomes so easy that it just plunges you further into debt.
Yes,
so we're for the language patrol around here, and we're the money patrol too. So we're trying to get people to do the right thing. We might even have to pay them to do it, but we're trying to get them to do it. Jessica, thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have traffic a little bit southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. It's 6:23. Now, I just want to tell you, you can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. There's a lot of things we have going on. You can also win a copy of Border War, The Battle Over Illegal Immigration, DVD courtesy of Genius Products. see firsthand the compelling stories of five individuals on the front lines of this horrible issue. Don't miss the documentary that will leave you demanding answers on Border War, The Battle Over Illegal Immigration, on DVD, happening today, actually. You can pick it up. I'm Lisa West for Traffic and Weather from the Left today in 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
From the metal to the pedal, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation that does a new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of the stereo? Let's upload on all my America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
1920 Left Channel Action Calendar. The film company Shiny Object, in conjunction with Fools Foundation Art Gallery at 19th and K Streets in Sacramento, presents an ongoing weekly series of film screenings of independent films, documentaries, and some LGBT interest titles on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Coming Friday, October 13th, Independent America, The Two-Lane Search for Mom and Pop. This film uncovers the growing opposition to big box retail across the U.S. and the often desperate fight being waged by independent retailers to stay alive. Award-winning journalists and filmmakers Hanson Hossein and Heather Hughes travel through 32 states looking for an American unchained by corporate retail and find individuals banding together to preserve not only their livelihoods but also the life of their communities. Independent America, The Two-Lane Search for Mom and Pop, on Friday, October 13th at 7 p.m. at the Fools Foundation Art Gallery, 19th and K Streets. Admission is $5. More information is on the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Thank you.
talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about what changes your behavior. The wardens in that Texas jail think that if they put the male inmates in pink outfits, that they're not going to want to come back. There's another Arizona sheriff who believes that he feeds them bad food, you know, bologna that's a little bit green around the edges, that they're not going to come back either. And there's a movement afoot to pay people for good behavior. It's an idea that's being used in the fight against poverty. Well, I guess giving you money will fight against poverty, and if you behave well for it, they will reward you with some money. If you keep a job, if you, you know, go to your appointments on time, if you do your job training and so forth. You know, I don't know if I have. I think it sounds good to me. What are your thoughts about that? What about paying for grades? Susan in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say I'm a college student, and I just wanted to say that if they paid me for getting good grades, I'd be, like, way more motivated to not drop any classes.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, it's already, like, kind of tough for me because, like, I did kind of bad in high school, never, you know, trying to get the responsibility part together.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'll sign up for, like, 6 classes and I'll end up with, like, 2.
Well, wait a minute. So maybe signing up for 6 classes is too many for you right now.
Yeah.
All right. What happened? You graduated from high school with decent grades or what?
No.
Then how did you get into college if you didn't have decent high school grades?
Oh, I just go to Sac City.
And what kind of classes are you taking at Sac City?
I'm taking just kind of general ed classes right now, like geology and algebra, and taking a acrylics class.
And how well are you doing in your classes?
Well, right now I'm doing good, but I had like 3 other classes at the beginning of the semester that I ended up dropping. But, like, if I knew that I was going to get paid, I would at least, you know, try to stick with a couple more, you know.
Let me say something. What do you think you want to do for a living? What do you think you want to, what do you think you want to be when you grow up?
I want to write for, like, newspapers or magazines.
You do? Are you a pretty good writer?
I think so. I write for the newspaper at Sac City.
Okay, so let me tell you something. You're going to be paid for your grades.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right.
You're going to be paid for them because, let me just say something. It's real easy not to take what you're doing seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take it seriously now, you are building the foundation for what's going to happen to you later. And you don't want to get into a situation where you see a lot of people from the woulda, shoulda, coulda universe that if they had only done this, if they'd only done that, if they'd taken it seriously. It's easy not to take it seriously because, you know, maybe there's been a lot of good things that have happened for you, or maybe there haven't been a lot of good things. But it's easy to just to blow it off and think, this isn't a big deal. What do I have to make grades for? But it's really important because if you can open that door for yourself now and convince yourself that it's worth working for, it will change your whole life. I know somebody who was really smart and is really creative and decided she didn't want to finish high school.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't, and I don't know, maybe she was having some emotional issues. She never finished high school. She wound up getting a GED somewhere along the line. And for some reason, her parents would have sent her to college. She didn't go, even though she's really bright. She reads a lot, but she's stuck in a really low-paying job. She's not a kid anymore. She's in her 40s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
She can't dig her way out of it. She's in debt. And a lot of her decisions flowed from some pretty not good decisions she made early on. I said to her, you know, you haven't always made the best decisions for yourself, starting with not wanting to finish high school and deciding not to go to college. You decide not to go to college, it will send you in a different direction. Now, not everybody should go to college. Not everybody is cut out for going to college. But if you have that skill and if you think you can be a writer, why don't you, and you think you are, and apparently you're getting some good feedback for it, ride that one to the moon. That could make your whole life different. And by just blowing it off and saying, hey, what, we know, what do I need to do this for, unless somebody gives me, pays me for my grade, you know, you've made a decision, and there will be consequences for that decision as well.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, Susan, and I want you to report back and tell us what's going on. But it sounds like you're on a good road, and I hope you stay on it.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard, I guess. You know, like, I know most students are pretty good, but I'll be honest, I get lazy. And
well, you're lazy. It's not that you're not smart, so deal with your laziness.
Yeah.
Why are you getting lazy? What's the point of being lazy?
I don't know, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, money's a good thing, because I can't, like me, I can't even, like, work a part-time and go to school. It's either one or the other.
And your parents are supporting you?
Yep.
So why are you lazy?
Because of that, kind of.
Well, maybe they're not doing you a favor, I don't know, but being lazy is not, is no particular virtue.
Yeah.
Anybody who did anything in their life were rarely lazy. You got to roll up your sleeves and you got to make it happen. And you got to prepare yourself so that when luck comes in, you know, knocks on your door, you're ready to handle it. When otherwise, you're so lazy, you'll be asleep when luck knocks on the door, if it does. So I would say get it together, Susan, because you don't have that many. People think they have endless chances, and you don't always have endless chances.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my pep talk for today. My
okay.
Dr. Laura moment. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866. See, Dr. Laura, comma, that bitch. My Dr. Laura moment. I mean, come on. Get it together. Most jobs are being outsourced. You know, everybody's lucky to have a job. They're even luckier if they have health insurance. It looks like you have endless opportunities. And believe me, I'm somebody from the school of you can constantly reinvent yourself. And look at Arianna Huffington. There's no better example than Arianna Huffington of reinventing yourself. But gosh, lazy isn't going to cut it. Nothing is ever going to happen if you're asleep when the doorbell rings. 349-1320 866 626 1320. The question is, if we paid you for good behavior, would you behave better, and would you behave consistently better? Would you make your job training appointments? Would you make your medical appointments? Would you get better grades? Now, our last caller said she would get better grades if someone paid her, but her family's already supporting her, and she'll be paid if she does the right thing and gets good grades and gets a good job. Will it work? Would it work in education? Would it, if we paid you not to commit a crime, would you consider not committing a crime? 349-1320 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a couple of crashes going on to North Sac, northbound 160 just south of Canterbury. There's a three-car crash there. Don Julio Boulevard at East Poker Lane. Or is that E Poker Lane? I have no idea. I've never been over there. But it's a three-car crash slowing things down. Rio Linda Boulevard at Marysville, eastbound 50 just west of Sunrise, and Madison Avenue just west of Dewey. There's a hit and run there causing a three-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the
wins.
Universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth. Tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Play
pay perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Sacramento's Left Channel, a liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
6:39 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320, and we're asking the question, does it work if you're paid for good behavior, whether it's grades, showing up for your job training, keeping your nose clean, doing the right thing? Would it work? Is that something that we ought to really consider? Sue in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sue. Sue?
Yes?
It's not Sue. Is your name Sue?
Yes, I'm Phil.
Oh, you're Phil. Okay, Phil. Well, I didn't think you sounded like a Sue. Thanks for... Welcome to Enid Live. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's extremely hard to hear you. I'm calling in regards to the young lady who called a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm not calling about money. I'm calling about her apparent low self-esteem. You can hear her saying, well, I suppose, I guess, well, maybe. She's had not many successes in her life, and I don't think she's lazy. I think she's half given up on herself, and the colleges have counselors, last I heard. I think she's even a little depressed, and she ought to talk to a professional or something like that and increase your self-esteem. I don't think money's going to work for her or many other people either.
All right, so if she's listening, then it would be good if she could get some counseling, and maybe that would do the trick for her. Well, I think that's a really good plan. I'm glad you suggested that.
Okay.
And I thank you for doing it, Phil. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Edith in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Edith.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah. Listen, I've always thought that, and I think they tried this in New York in some areas, some school districts, to pay the young women not to get pregnant and to finish high school.
And did it work?
I think it did. Well, of course, it's better not to get pregnant and to have Planned Parenthood. I'm slowing my car down and stopping. That's why I'm preoccupied.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's better for them not to get pregnant and to finish high school. And I would even pay them to continue every year that they don't get pregnant, to pay them until they get 21. And if they have children later on, a little bit later, I think they'll think more carefully about the person they choose to have sex with and so on.
It's too bad that it comes down to we have to pay you in order for you to do the right thing. But, there, you know, in business and in a lot of places in life, there's a, you know, you are incentivized. If you're in sales, you get these trips and bonuses and so on if you sell X amount. So you're saying, Edith, you're in favor of it?
Yes.
And you think it works? Okay.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a lot cheaper than child support. I mean, you know, welfare and all this other stuff.
Well,
and
true.
The problems that come with these young women giving birth and having several boyfriends, and the poor children are messed up and everything. It would pay so much in the long run. I'm thinking of the future.
Okay. Thank you very much. 349-1320. She thinks it's a good idea. Jim and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Welcome.
Enid?
Yes.
Oh, I'm the person who sent you that lovely email with Arnold's information today.
Thank you. I've been sharing it. Did you send that email about Arnold's FACO MBA? Did you send it on to the Phil Angelides campaign?
Well, you know, I on February 20th, I had written an article regarding Arnold when he was first elected in 2003. And in my research for that, I was curious. I ran across, you know, his resume that said he graduated with a degree in 1978 from the University of Wisconsin, Superior.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born and raised in Superior, and my dad was editor of the newspaper there. And so I was very curious, and I checked out the archives there, and I, you know, ran into a couple of articles that were written on this very same subject. And it was those two articles that I sent to Phil on February 20th of this year.
You think he got them?
Well, I'm sure he got them because he sent me back a letter thanking me for taking the time to write to him and for the information that I forwarded.
Mm-hmm.
And also said, I'm excited about continuing to contribute to the success of California, and I look forward to working with you as we embrace a new vision for California's future, blah, blah, blah. Please be sure to visit our website for the latest information on my campaign.
Uh-huh.
Again, thank you so much for writing me. And basically, I guess they just filed it away and let it go at that. It's interesting to note also that I confronted Arnold at a cocktail fundraiser this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the line, you know, as they whisk him through the line. And I got his attention, I got his eye, and I shook his hand, and I said to Arnold, I says, you know, I understand you spent some time in Superior, Wisconsin. And I said, told him I was born and raised there. My dad was the editor of the newspaper. And he did say, yeah, I spent some time in there, and gave me this curious look about, like, who is this guy? Let's get him out of here.
Mm-hmm. Did you say anything about his fake degree?
No, he quickly got whisked away.
Well,
his handlers. And,
I would resend everything that you have to fill the campaign. Resend it.
Basically, you know, that website that I came up with, that has everything and more that these articles...
Well, then send your articles and the reference to the website. Keep sending it to the campaign.
Yeah.
Let them do something with it.
Yeah, he has those articles.
Well, like keep sending it. They forgot about it, or they're asleep at the wheel or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but definitely, I don't know what Phil's strategy is on this. Maybe he wants to run on the issues and take the high road. But it's getting late in the campaign.
Anyway. It's very late in the campaign, and everybody's very nervous about it, too. Jim,
way behind. You need something drastic to...
So send it back. Send it to the campaign. Send it to Steve Maviglio.
Okay.
M-A-V-I-G-L-I-O. He's back joined Arnold's communications team. See if they do something with it.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that they hear about it through you. I think you've done a marvelous job.
Well, you know, I don't know if they're listening to me. If they were listening to me, they would have been awake months ago.
Well, you've given them that website, too, and that website, I can imagine they had an increase in hits today from the website.
I can't believe that they wouldn't be doing opposition research. I can't believe that that wouldn't be the case. So
well,
I
can't believe it either, but look at George Bush. I mean, all the research that was done that wasn't given to him.
Right. No kidding. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate your efforts.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
keep
the
up
email.
The good work.
Thank you. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. Let's head over to Sue in Carmichael. Hi, Sue. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Actually, I was calling regarding the topic of paying for grades.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, it almost broke us.
What? It almost broke you? Why, you did that with your own kids?
Well, we have two kids. Our daughter, the oldest, who's always been an honor student, always got A's, you know, honors classes. And then our son, who's 2 years younger, always he kind of struggled because he just didn't apply himself. He just was lazy and didn't care enough. And so we tried motivating him. And so my husband said he'd give him $100 for every A.
Wow.
$50 for every B.
Wow.
And, of course, you have to do it for the other child, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other child was already getting good grades, so the other child benefits from the laziness of the other, of the second.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and they're allowed to keep half of it and spend it on whatever they want, clothes or whatever. Another half has to go in their savings account.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I think in the whole 4 years of high school, he might have earned $50.
Oh, no.
And our daughter cost us about $400 report card.
So you're saying that paying for grades didn't quite work?
No.
So what happened to your son with his not-so-wonderful grades? Did he get into college or no?
You know, he's off and on at junior colleges. And my honor student has decided not to go to a four-year, who could have gone straight into a four-year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just driving me insane.
Why did she decide not to do that?
She just wanted to experience life first.
Well, you know, in England they do that. They call it the gap year. So they don't go right from high school to college. They experience life first, and then maybe she has a better appreciation of what kind of job she's able to get without a college education and what she will get with a college education if she's a good student. And your son, what does he think he wants to do? Has he got any kind of an idea?
Oh, yes. He's going to be a rock star.
He's going to be a rock star. Well, you know what?
I've been fortunate. Neither one of my children have like been problem kids. Never one of them got in trouble all the way through school.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So I've been lucky there. But
does your son have any talent in terms of being a rock star?
You know, I'm not sure.
You can tell him to take a number.
Music, so it's hard for me to judge.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing this story. It has been pretty instructive. It doesn't always work when you pay them for their grades.
That's true.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you so much, Sue. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, who has been absolutely heroic today. She's losing her voice, and she's really under the weather. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you that it has just been an insane day, really, for traffic and for the nose.
Yes.
Anyway, we do have...
And the throat. And the throat, too.
Wait, say that again?
And the throat, too.
Oh, yes. The throat, the nose, the ears, nose, and throat specialist. I need one. Anyway, we have lows tonight. What did I say? 54, 55? So it's going to be beautiful tomorrow. 83 for the high. We're at 79 at 650. Our traffic southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. It looks a little slow. We did have a car crash over there on Mack Road. Let me see if it's got cleaned up. It looks like it's gone now. Very good. Madison Avenue, just west of Dewey. Hit and run. Capital of California, unfortunately. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
You should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, sure, you listen to AM 1320. Sometimes you call in. That's great. You vote. I'm very proud of you. You're doing the right thing. But sometimes you need to get out there and pound the pavement, and you need to knock on some doors, maybe make a few phone calls.
Please volunteer in the upcoming November 2006 election. The Sacramento Democratic Party has three opportunities for you to volunteer in the area. The first is the Northeast Sacramento Democratic Headquarters at 4142 Sunrise Boulevard in Fair Oaks. The phone number is 961-8877. The other is the Elk Grove Democratic Campaign Headquarters at 3137 Dwight Road, Suite 500 in Elk Grove, just north of Laguna Boulevard. Their phone number is 421-0202. And finally, the Phil Angelides campaign, which is located at the corner of 21st and N Street. And their phone number is 448-1998. Please volunteer in this very important upcoming election.
Get out there. Action is necessary.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LoveChannel.com.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's 6:54 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, which means just a few minutes longer. And what we're talking about, you can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Want to remind you that the debate between Doolittle will probably be the only one he'll do with Charlie Brown. Tomorrow night, they finally arranged it, 7:30 to 9:30, to the smallest possible audience probably that Doolittle could figure out to attract. And that's if you're a subscriber to Starstream Cable. It's just, you know, it just covers Rockland and Granite Bay and Penryn, places like that. So not that many people are going to see it, but I think there's got to be a way that it's going to be available, more widely available. We're going to look into that for you. Let's head over to the phones. And the question we're asking is, does it pay to pay for good behavior? Whether it's paying for grades, whether it's paying for showing up for job interviews, job training, whatever it is, don't commit a crime. Does it work? Charles in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charles.
Yeah, I'd like to say that specifically just speaking for public school K through 12, that the students should be paid just for showing up and having good behavior, and in cash, or however the monetary thing would be, and that getting good grades in the school is also rewarded in a also monetary way. So it's a two-tier system of, and the second.
You get so much for showing up, and then you get so much for getting grades.
And the second part of getting so much for getting grades can be a donation to doing good public works, like the students that like to study science. They may want to donate their better grade money to some sort of science project in the neighborhood or something. So it shows civic involvement.
Oh, that's good. Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher, Charles?
No, I'm Sacramento's best, least known, and most affordable trained as an architect guy. That's what I am. But the important concept here is that everybody on the school scene is paid except for the volunteers. And if you and the schools wouldn't operate if it weren't for the students. So the students are an integral part of the financial flow of the school system. And they should be recognized as such for having good behavior and having, you know, a communal, not communal, but, you know, making the school a good place to go learn.
Well, for teachers who are really in tough inner city schools, I wonder if they feel like it would work. It apparently has had phenomenal success in developing in countries. And one example cited is in Mexico. It has had tremendous effect on school attendance in Mexico.
A good effect.
Yeah.
I would think so, because it recognizes the students as employees, as individuals. They're just and they're at a job, but they're involuntarily at that job.
You know, but some people are paid. We're all paid in our jobs, and not everybody behaves well, even though they are paid in their jobs. Not everybody is willing to do a full day's work. Some people are happy to gold brick and, you know, not to do as little as possible, and other people are really hard workers, and yet, when you're in a job, you're being paid for it.
Yeah, and if it's looked at as a job, I think